Minor league baseball has been in Salem dating back to the 1950s. Since 2009, it's been home to the affiliate of the nine-time World Series champion, Boston Red Sox. This is Boston's Tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
Swing and a sky-high fly ball, deep left field, and it is gone!
Every pitch.
0-1-2. Swing and a miss! Strikeout number 6.
Every hit.
Can Jones be the hero? He can! Flying through the left side for a base hit! In to score Waddell!
Every moment.
7-7 game, the 2-1. Here's a swing and a fly ball. Deep right center field. It is gone! For the second time tonight, the Red Sox with a grand slam!
On MILB TV and MILB.com, this is Salem Red Sox Baseball. It's time for today's Red Sox pregame report. Now, let's head out to the ballpark. Here's Giovanni Heater and Carter Hill.
Ready to rock and roll high above Carilion Clinic Field here in Salem on a gorgeous Thursday night for baseball. The Kannapolis Cannonballers are in town to take on your Salem Red Sox. It's game number 3 of the 6-game set, and it's the final homestand of the 2024 season here in Salem. Red Sox lead the series 2-0. Each game so far this week separated by just a run. It was a walk-off win for the Sox to get things going on Monday. That's right, you heard it. Monday evening here in Salem. The off day was on Tuesday, shaking things up a little bit because of Labor Day. And then Wednesday, the Red Sox came back and were able to win a good one. Jumped in front last night, 5-0 after the first inning of play. It was all Red Sox from the get-go. They did so batting through the order. They had 6 hits to score 5 runs in the first frame. And then we're kind of neutralized after that. They did not score again until they tallied one in the 5th. Kannapolis was able to make the game incredibly interesting throughout the middle portion. Finally, the Red Sox put a go-ahead run on the board to go up 7-6 in the 8th inning, and the defense was able to shut the door in the top of the 9th. Giovanni Heater alongside Carter Hill with you on a fantastic Thursday night. The sun is shining. It's chilly fall weather. Carter, it feels like we should be pulling out the pumpkins, starting to carve, and watching some spooky films.
Oh, my gosh.
It's kind of those chilly temperatures
out. Yeah, it is. Fall is here. It is. And we still got, again, it's a little too early for me, at least. A little bit too early to get into the fall weather. Summer just came to a close. We just finished off Labor Day weekend. But that time of year is upon us. Postseason baseball is upon us. And, you know, it's always an exciting time of year sports-wise because you got the start of football, postseason baseball, basketball is on the horizon as well. And for Boston Red Sox fans out there, you know, I mean, that Boston fan base up there is tremendous in terms of the Red Sox and the Patriots and the Celtics too. So a great time of year, and it kind of starts to kick off with the Salem Red Sox in a postseason push here this weekend.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Well, Kannapolis and Salem meet for the second time this season, the second series, and this time it's here in Salem after they met earlier this year on the road down in Kannapolis. The Red Sox get them at home, and Red Sox, they turn into the beer mongers tonight, their alter egos, undefeated at home this year, Carter. It's just simply unbelievable. It's an anomaly we can't quite explain. They try and keep it perfect for one last Thursday night here in 2024.
The Red Sox are 8-0 as the alter ego Salem beer mongers, and unfortunately, we would be eyeing a 10-0 season had that Delmarva Thursday game not been pushed. But hey, if the Red Sox finished the year off undefeated as the Salem beer mongers, that's pretty cool right there. Because you start off, and we started kind of tracking it when they were 3-0 later on in the season, and the next thing you know, it becomes a real thing. The Sox are winning big on Thursdays, and when they're losing, they come from behind and win. I think one of the big moments of the season on a Thursday night is Stanley Tucker's grand slam a couple weeks ago against the Downeast Wood Ducks back in June. A moment like that in a 6-run first inning kind of defines the Red Sox on Thursday nights here at home this year. At one point, the Sox were 11-1 on Thursdays in general, or 13-1 on Thursdays in general. They have struggled a little bit more as of late on the road, but you're still perfect at home. and an opportunity to continue that today.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And you take a look at what they have done altogether. Mikey Sansone has been the best pitcher to start ball games on Thursdays for the Red Sox. He has three wins. He's no longer with us. Mikey Sansone, the southpaw, but Francis Hernandez, he's 2-1 on Thursday nights. He's also no longer rostered for the Red Sox. Jojo Ingracia, 2-0 on Thursdays. ERC, pitching a couple of gems up at the high A level the last couple of weeks. He's 2-0 on Thursdays. Connor Steinbaum was 2-0. Roy Montblanco had a win on a Thursday. Noah Dean with a win on a Thursday. Danny Kerwin. And then Blake Wehunt, who it feels like so long ago that he was pitching here on Thursday nights for the Red Sox. He is 1-0. As the weekend kind of opens up. Thursday's kind of that point where you turn the page in a six-game set and say, okay, the weekend is now here. We've played Tuesday and Wednesday, now Thursday, and then after Thursday, you're into the Friday, Saturday, Sunday portion, the weekend back half of the series. And it feels like, Carter, those Thursday games really can kind of tell the tale of the tides, right, throughout a week. Like, whoever's the aggressor after the Thursday game, whoever has the upper hand is typically the team that closes it out and winds up winning four.
Yeah, and absolutely. I mean, especially when you start the week winning the first two. And the Red Sox, it's no secret, need any victory they possibly can grab. They're currently 2.5 back of first place in the Carolina League North in the second half race. And with just four games left to go, you essentially need to win. You may have to win out. And Fredericksburg, you kind of need them to lose every game possible. So this is another huge swing game for the Salem Red Sox, because you win that one. I mean, quite frankly, you steal the one on Monday. You're down 7-3 going to the bottom of the ninth. You steal that game. And then yesterday, you almost get the game stolen from you, but you find a way to win late with Albert Feliz's go-ahead double. And then you come back on a Thursday night, a day in which the Red Sox have been undefeated at home. So a huge swing game for Salem here tonight. And hey, if they're to get that, they've won the first three in this series against a team that will be playing postseason baseball next week. And on top of that, won the Carolina League South in the first half race. That would be a huge boost going forward. And I think the Red Sox absolutely sense that opportunity.
No doubt about it. All right, he's Carter Hill. I'm Giovanni Heater. We'll step aside. Your pregame coverage rolls on after this. High above Carilion Clinic Field, it's the Kannapolis Cannonballers and the Salem Red Sox. Game 3 of 6 this week on tap right around the corner. Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today. Hey, Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem. Do you want to rep the Red Sox all year long? Check out the team store located down the first base side of the concourse at Salem Memorial Ballpark. You can find hoodies, t-shirts, hats, and so much more. They even have Boston City Connect jerseys in stock. Check out the team store or head to MILBstore.com to secure your Salem Sox gear today. Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
It's time to find out who Liam Carroll penciled in for today's starting nine. For today's injury report and starting lineup, here's Giovanni and Carter.
Our pregame coverage rolls on high above Carilion Clinic Field on a gorgeous Thursday night for baseball here upon the Blue Ridge Mountains. Giovanni Heater alongside Carter Hill with you as we get you set for game number three of a six-game series between the Kannapolis Cannonballers and your Salem Red Sox. Well, the Red Sox have won the first two ball games so far this week. They did it via the walk-off on Monday evening, had a rest on Tuesday, and then we're back in better than ever, starting red hot last night. A 7-6 final score, a game in which the Red Sox jumped in front early with a 5-0 advantage through one inning of play, and we're just kind of able to hang on for dear life, and we're able to put that final run on the board in the eighth inning that ended up being the difference. Albert Feliz had quite the night. Two RBI single in the first inning. Ended up popping out to the first baseman to the fourth. He walked in the sixth and then came through big time with an RBI double to put the Sox up 7-6. That was the final score after the eighth. Carter had the interview with him yesterday. He was our Red Sox post-game report player of the game. And Albert Feliz in the nine hole had himself quite the night, Carter.
He did. He did. Fresh off the development list, too. Kind of had to sit on the DL for about a week and a half, and he comes back and he immediately makes an impact. You mentioned yesterday the 2-for-3 day, and to do that in the bottom of the first, too, to kind of rip that two-run single to make that a 5-0 game, that first was big time. And then to come up in the clutch was also huge as well. I actually thought that ball that hit off the top of the wall was going to leave the yard, and talking to Big Al after the game, he said, yeah, I may have thought it was gone. But it did stay in the yard. It's a go-ahead double, and the Red Sox win the game because of it. So good for Albert Feliz. Now, spoiler alert, today is not in the starting lineup, which is to be expected. But at the same time, that was had to feel good for him, right, to be placed on the DL and then to come back and to go ahead and put your best foot forward and record a multi-hit game. That was good to see from Albert Feliz.
Well, to Big Al's credit, probably would have left the yard in 30 of 30 major league ballparks and maybe every other minor league ballpark across the country as well. But not here in Old Salem. Sometimes she'll get you, and she did it for Big Al, but he comes through huge with the RBI double. One more time, 7-6, the final score last night in favor of the Red Sox. Well, now it's time for our Carilion Clinic injury report and tonight's starting lineups. First and foremost for the injury report, nothing to report. Healthy scratch for the Red Sox. Of course, in the last couple of weeks, we've had some more unfortunate news. Stanley Tucker likely going to be out for the rest of the season. He's on the injured list. Jojo Ingracia back off the injured list. But other than that, nothing has changed in the last week or so.
No, the only thing that benefits the Red Sox is Caden Rose is now here full time, coming off a rehab last week and is assigned to the Salem Red Sox. And the thing that's unfortunate for Stanley Tucker, he was one of our favorites here in Salem, is probably an accurate thing to say.
Oh, yeah.
And then to see him go down with that shoulder injury in Fredericksburg a couple weeks ago, his season now is officially over after being placed on the 60-day IL. He's been working out down in Fort Myers, and, you know, that's tough to see. But at the same time, we know he'll be back stronger next year, and we'll see what his future is in the Boston Red Sox organization, whether it be down here in Salem or maybe up in Hyatt Greenville here pretty soon.
Well, without further ado, let's get into tonight's starting lineups. First, for the visiting Kannapolis Cannonballers, Carter, take it away.
Well, here is the starting nine for the visiting Kannapolis Cannonballers, the single-A affiliate of the Chicago White Sox, and penciled in by second-year manager Pat Leland. Leading off is the third baseman Sam Antonacci, the former Coastal Carolina Chanticleer, and a fifth-round pick in the 2024 MLB Draft. George Wilco, the seventh-best prospect in the White Sox organization, hits second. And Alec Makarevich, who has four extra base hits so far this series, is playing first and hitting third. T.J. McCants is in left tonight, and he is the cleanup hitter for the Cannonballers this evening. Ronnie Hernandez, the designated hitter, after having an RBI single yesterday, is sitting fifth for Kannapolis. And Drake Logan is back in there in the sixth hole playing center. Jackson Appel behind the plate hits seventh, and Haral Perez, the 14th best prospect in the White Sox organization, will play second and bats eighth. Running out the starting nine, it's the shortstop Ryan Burrows for Kannapolis. So it goes in that order. It goes 1-3, Antonacci, Wilco, and Makarevich. McCants, Hernandez, and Logan. Appel, Perez, and Burrows. Nick Pinto is on the bump here this evening for Kannapolis. He's a right-hander out of UC Irvine for the Kannapolis Cannonballers, making start number three of his professional career. So that was the starting nine for the Kannapolis Cannonballers.
I appreciate it, Carter. Now taking you through the Salem Red Sox starting nine, penciled in by second-year manager Liam Carroll. At the top of the order, leading things off, the second baseman Franklin Arias. He moves from the left side of the infield at short last night over to second base and bats first. Nizan Zanatello, well, he moves from second over to short, and he plays in the six-hole, batting second for the Sox tonight. Andrew Musa is the catcher behind the dish. He was the designated hitter an evening ago and batted seventh, so he moves up in the lineup and hits third. Marvin Alcantara plays in the hot corner at third. He's the cleanup man for the Red Sox after an off night an evening ago. Batting fifth is the left fielder, Natanya Uten. And Andy Lugo, who was the walk-off hero on Monday evening, he's the first baseman tonight, and he bats sixth. Caden Rose is the right fielder, as Carter had previously mentioned, now staying here in Salem for the rest of the 2024 campaign after a rehab assignment. He bats seventh and again stands in right field. Well, Daniel McCalvity is the designated hitter tonight for the Red Sox. He bats eighth. And rounding out the batting order is the center fielder, Calvin Diaz, and he bats ninth. One more time through the Red Sox starting nine, Franklin Arias, Nizan Zanatello, Andrew Musitt, Marvin Alcantara, Natanya Uten, Andy Lugo, Caden Rose, Daniel McCalvity, and Kelvin Diaz. Your pitcher on the bump tonight, it was your opening day starter out of Canisius College, Matt Duffy. It's the nod for the Red Sox, 24 in the home whites, Carter.
Matt Duffy's been good, 4-5 so far this year. A 2.98 ERA, 22nd start, or 22nd appearance, I should say, 21st start, 93 2/3 innings pitched, 90 strikeouts to 27 walks. So the former fourth-round pick for the Boston Red Sox gets his opportunity tonight to round out his 2024 season if this is it for Salem this week. And like I said, it's been a good one for Duffy and the Sox.
No doubt about it. Well, Carter, who in this Red Sox order are you most excited to see what they bring to the table tonight? I think I got to say Marvin Alcantara coming off a rest night batting cleanup certainly brings a lot to the table, especially because he hits particularly well on Thursday evenings this year. He's just shy of 300. He's amassed 16 hits and 57 at-bats on Thursday nights.
He's been good, but I also really want to see Nizan Zanatello because obviously he struggled as of late at the single-A level. But yesterday had two base hits. Had a triple and a single. 2-for-4 with those two base knocks and two strikeouts. So, can Zanatello build off that here this evening? 18th best prospect in the Red Sox organization has been searching for consistency throughout the year and an opportunity for him tonight to kind of find that once again. So, excited to see what he does. Shifting back to the shortstop position, flopping with Franklin Arias. And again, he can be an anchor for the Salem team, but you know, you just got to find a little bit more consistency there.
All right, well, we're just about 4 minutes away from first pitch here in Salem. The Beer Mongers, the alter egos of the Red Sox, look to make it a perfect 9-0 on Thursday nights at home here in Salem. You got your cheap $2 draft beers down on the concourse. If you're thinking about it, you're sitting at home, come on out to the yard. You can get here by the second inning and come out, enjoy the festivities on a great Thursday night at the ballpark. It's the Red Sox who are the Beer Mongers tonight. It's the Kannapolis Cannonballers, and it's after this right here on MILB TV. Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today. Donate plasma and earn good money. Freedom Plasma makes donating plasma safe and easy, and you're helping to save the lives of patients struggling with blood disorders, immune deficiencies, and trauma. While donating, you can catch up on social media with our free Wi-Fi, or watch your favorite TV shows or sporting events on one of our 60-inch flat-screen TVs.
Visit Freedom Plasma today to help save lives and earn cash. Visit us at 4150 Melrose Avenue Northwest in Roanoke. Learn more by going to freedomplasma.com or by calling 540-767-0064. Hey, Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem. Do you want to rep the Red Sox all year long? Check out the team store located down the first base side of the concourse at Salem Memorial Ballpark. You can find hoodies, t-shirts, hats, and so much more. They even have Boston City Connect jerseys in stock. Check out the team store or head to MILBstore.com to secure your Salem Sox gear today.
Warm-ups are done and batting practice has come to a close. The Red Sox are ready to rock in Salem. First pitch is right around the corner. For the call of today's game, here's Giovanni Heater and Carter Hill.
Ready to rock and roll on a Thursday night here in Salem. The Red Sox are 8-0 as the Beer Mongers, and they look to stay unblemished with one last Thursday night on tap here in Salem. The Kannapolis Cannonballers in town. I'm Giovanni Heater. He's Carter Hill. We're ready and geared up for a good one and ready to take you to the first three innings on the play-by-play. Stepping up to the mic is Carter Hill.
Well, thank you, Mr. Giovanni Heater. Appreciate you there. Hey, we're so thrilled everybody could join us wherever you may be tuning in on your Thursday evening. Game 3-6 in the six-game set between your Salem Beer Mongers, the single-A affiliate of the Boston Red Sox, and the Kannapolis Cannonballers, the single-A affiliate of the Chicago White Sox. Matt Duffy toes the rubber. He is 4-5 on the 2024 campaign with a 2.98 ERA, 22nd appearance, 21st start, 93 and two-thirds innings pitched, 90 strikeouts to 27 walks. The Red Sox are 2.5 back of first place in the Carolina League North second half race, and they're back of the Fredericksburg Nationals. Essentially, the Sox need to win pretty much any game you possibly can grab, and you gotta hope for some Fred Nats losses. Four games left to go in the regular season, and the Sox look for their third straight victory here this evening. 1-2-3 to start us off in the Cannonballers' order. Sam Antonacci, George Wolko, and Alec Makarevich. Duffy, the right-hander, former fourth-round pick out of Canisius in 2024, rocking the number 24 on this Thursday night. Red Sox winners in walk-off fashion, 8-7 on Monday, 7-6 last night, looking for at least the split here this evening. Duffy's first pitch as he rocks and fires is a misser high and away, and we are underway at 7:06 p.m. Eastern time here in Southwest Virginia. Antonacci hitting 323, 1-0, kicks and deals. Breaking ball misses low and in, and it shifts the count to 2-0. No homers and 11 RBIs. Yesterday was 2-for-4, and the Cannonballers lost. 2-0, there's a strike, top of the zone, outside corner. And it moves the count to 2-1.
Yeah, Sam Antonacci, a heck of a ball player, Carter. Really impressive, hitting above 300 at Coastal Carolina last year.
2-1 is a strike, outside edge on the slider, and it evens up the count at 2-2.
And that's one of those programs, too, right? Might not get all the media buzz and attention, but very, very solid.
2-2, he swings and flies it into straightaway center, coming on Diaz, and it's down for a base knock. A leadoff single, that man just continues to hit. And here's George Wilco, the right fielder. Oh, we got Braden Shank in the booth tonight, who is doing the game for us on Saturday. You saw him playing the Cape. Just hit up there, too. Wilco hitting 240, seventh best prospect in the White Sox organization. Righty on lefty matchup. First pitch from the stretch. He swings and tips it foul, first base side.
I guess our production team learned their lesson not playing the cow animation when he steps up to the plate.
Oh, yeah?
Because yesterday he was a contributor.
0-1. Winds and fires. He swings and chops it foul, first base side.
Remember, he had that one that, I mean, he crushed it to the wall and left, and luckily, out in left field, Kareem Ayoubi was able to make the catch at the wall.
Leaping up against the wall. I saw a couple of those last night.
Indeed. He launched it, though.
No balls, two strikes. Comes to third base side. Kicks and deals. Breaking ball just misses a hair load away. And it's 1-2. Defensive alignment for the Red Sox. Left to right in the infield. However, now Contra plays third. Designs and Atello's back at short. 1-2. He swings and rolls it foul, first base side. And Wilco stays alive. Franklin Arias will flip-flop with Designs and Atello and plays second. Andy Lugo's back in there first. Natan Yutsen plays left. Kelvin Diaz in center. Caden Rose is in right. 1-2. In the dirt it goes. And it evens up the count of 2-2. Starting lineup for the Cannonballers. Antonacci, Wilco, Makarevich. Bacants, Hernandez, Logan. Appel, Perez, and Burrows. 2-2. Runner takes off. Misses high and in. Throw to second will be. In time they got him. And Dominic Romero behind the plate. Rung up George Wilco. It's a strike him out, throw him out, double play. And just like that, there's two down.
I love to see it. And it's a great throw from Andrew Musitt behind the dish to get it there. And got to say, Nizan Zanatello did an even better job covering. But that throw is just perfect to the spot where all he has to do is snap his hand down for the tag.
First pitch. And Makarevich pops it up foul, third base side.
No wasted movement, so to speak, right? It's right there on the money. Easy tag. And beats him by a hair.
Alec Makarevich, the former pride of the NC State Wolfpack, 0-1. Swing and a miss at the fastball, and it's nothing at two. He's hitting 309 to start his professional career. Yesterday, a double and a homer. On Monday was 3-for-5 with two doubles. 0-2, hide away on the fastball, and it moves the count to 1-2. Dominic Romero is our umpire behind the plate. And Liana Ricks is in the field. 1-2, breaking ball just misses a hair low and outside. Tried to bite him at the knees. About an inch or two off the play. And it's even at 2-2. Right back to work, Matt Duffy. Curls and unfurls. Swing and a miss, got him strike three. Makarevich retired on strikes. Number two for Matt Duffy. Into the home half of the first, we go in Salem. Scoreless at the yard. We'll step aside and come right back on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Donate plasma and earn good money. Freedom Plasma makes donating plasma safe and easy, and you're helping to save the lives of patients struggling with blood disorders, immune deficiencies, and trauma. While donating, you can catch up on social media with our free Wi-Fi, or watch your favorite TV shows or sporting events on one of our 60-inch flat-screen TVs. Visit Freedom Plasma today to help save lives and earn cash. Visit us at 4150 Melrose Avenue Northwest in Roanoke. Learn more by going to freedomplasma.com or by calling 540-767-0064.
Hey Red Sox fans, it's not too late to get your 2024 season tickets. Don't miss out on any of the Carolina League chaos at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Full season, half season, and quarter season tickets are still available. From strike zone seats, field level, and upper level, we have you covered from every angle of the action. To purchase your 2024 Salem Red Sox season tickets, visit the front office, give us a call, or visit MILB.com/Salem/tickets. This is Boston's Tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Home half of the first here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. Still scoreless in game number three of this six-game set between your Salem Red Sox and the Kannapolis Cannonballers. 1-2-3 in the Red Sox order to lead things off. Franklin Arias, Nizan Zanizzello, and Andrew Musip against the left-hander Nick Pinto. And here's his first professional pitch, as it's called a strike on the outside corner. And the count starts at nothing and one. Nick Pinto, 19th round pick in 2024 out of UC Irvine. 0-1 is a breaking ball in there on the black, and it's nothing and two. UC Irvine, where's he from, though? Knoxville, Tennessee. 0-2, he swings, chops it foul, third base side. Trickling into the mitt of Ozzy Chavez down at third in the third base coach's box. Arias spoils it and stays alive. Pinto from the belt, comes at first base side, Roxanne fires. He swings, chops it left side, charging from third, Antonacci. Gloves, throws across to first, and there's out number one. 5-3 put out. And there's one down for Nizan Zanizzello. So welcome to professional baseball, Nick Pinto. You face off against Franklin Arias and then Nizan Zanizzello. UC Irvine, Knoxville, Tennessee, Kannapolis, North Carolina. His first pitch is a breaking ball high and outside, and the count begins at 1-0. Zanizzello hitting 160 on the 2024 campaign, but yesterday had two base knocks. 1-0. There's a strike. Inside corner at the bell. And it evens up the count of 1-1. Triple and a single. Trying to kind of build some consistency. 1-1. In the dirt it goes. And it moves the count to 2-1. Starting nine for the Red Sox. 1-9. Arias, Zanizzello, Musip. Alcantara, Yutsen, Lugo. Rose, McKelvey, as time is called. And Kelvin Diaz. Defensive alignment for the Cannonballers. Sam Antonacci plays third. Ryan Burrows at short. Haral Perez plays second. 2-1. Breaking ball just misses hideaway. By the slightest of margins. And it's now 3-1. Alec Makarevich at first. TJ McCanson left. 3-1. And there's ball four. Misses low and outside as Zanizzello takes. And it's a five-pitch, one-out walk. And here's Andrew Musip.
Well, that's good for Nizan's confidence, right? Had the big night last night. Now all of a sudden you work a walk, you're on base. It always feels good to get on base and sets things up a little bit here for Andrew Musip, who, again, moves up in the order tonight, which is interesting. Hit a little bit lower as the designated hitter last night.
First pitch is a fastball that just misses clipping the outside edge. One ball, no strikes on the starting catcher for the Salem Red Sox.
And despite not tallying a hit, one of just three Red Sox to not have a hit in the first inning, still put up an RBI.
1-0, runner takes off, and he laces it down the right field line, but it will falter foul, sailing into the bullpen of Kannapolis. And the count's even at 1-1.
It was an RBI ground out last night for Andrew Musip to get things going. He would have a hit later on in the night as well.
One ball, one strike. Lefty deals. He swings, grounds it left side. To his left, Antonacci. To his feet, throws to second. On to first. What a double play. 5-4-3. Sam Antonacci. He's that man again. As we move to the second in Salem. Scoreless at the yard. Let's step aside and come right back on MILB.com. And MLB TV.
Learning at the Salem Museum is fun. Native American and African American history. Local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history. And 60 summers of fun at Lakeside Amusement Park. The Salem Museum. Preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum, where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4 Tuesday through Saturday.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Top of the second here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. Scoreless here at the yard in game number three of this six-game set. Alongside Javon Heater, Carter Hill, on behalf of the Salem Sox. So thrilled you could join us wherever you may be tuning in on your Thursday evening. 4-5-6 it goes in the Cannonballers order. TJ McCants, Ronnie Hernandez, and Drake Logan, the starting center fielder. Matt Duffy toes the rubber for his second inning of work. He tossed a clean top of the first, yielding just one hit. Righty on lefty matchup to start the frame as McCants digs in from the left side, hitting 220, two homers, and five RBIs. Duffy comes set, and the righty curls and unfurls. First pitch is a breaking ball called a strike outside corner, and the count starts at nothing and one. McCants yesterday was 2-for-5, had two singles, 0-1. There's a strike inside corner, went fastball at the knees, and it's 0-2. Matt Duffy has had such a nice second half of the season. 0-2, winds and fires. Swing and a miss. Got him strike three. Blew him away. Good morning, good afternoon, and good night. That's third of the day for Duffy, and there's one down.
That's your favorite saying, Carter, and he gave you the opportunity to use it right there.
It's been a minute. I had to pull it out from the storage closet for that one.
Yeah. Well, it's not every day you get to see a strikeout on three pitches.
Game number 62 for us, maybe? 62? Ronnie Hernandez sees one low and in. One ball, no strikes.
I wish I kept track. We could have celebrated my 100th game.
Oh, true. I didn't think about that.
But I don't know when that was.
1-0. Is a strike. Outer half. At the knees on the breaking ball. And the count's even at 1-1. By the way, I saw Andrew Chapman, the voice of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. 1-1. He swings, chops it right side. Charging Arias, gloves at the hip, throws to first, and a lollipop is there in time for out number two. Andrew just called his 500th game with the Fayetteville Woodpeckers.
I saw that. And his Arizona State Sun Devils are off to a nice start. They got Mississippi State and Tempe this weekend.
Did they really?
That'll be a big one. They're trying to break the student attendance record in their second year under head coach Kenny Dillingham.
Really?
Indeed.
Here's Drake Logan. First pitch is a strike. Inside corner. 93 on the gun at the knees. Count begins in nothing and one. I'm going to see Arizona State play in action in a couple weeks.
That's right. In Cincinnati.
Yes.
That's a big 12 game.
In the dirt. 1-1. Yeah, that's crazy.
That's bizarre.
That's crazy.
It's bizarre.
257 is Drake Logan. Seven homers, 44 RBIs. Had an off day yesterday. Was 0-for-5 on Monday. The 1-1. Kicks and deals. Inside, a misser that just misses clipping the inside edge. 82-mile-per-hour breaking ball. And it shifts the count to 2-1. 2-1. Rocks and fires. Just misses the top of the zone. Nibbling is Matt Duffy, but just misses piercing the inside edge, and it's 3-3. Right back to work, he winds and fires. Swing and a miss. Chase the high fastball, and the count fills up at 3-2. Just in case, Jackson Appel is on deck. And the 3-2. He swings, grounds it left side, charging out Contra, gloves, throws across the first, and a dart is in time for out number three. Three up, three down, frame for Duffy as we move to the home half of the second in Salem. Still scoreless at the yard. We'll step aside and come right back on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today. Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Home half of the second here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. We're still scoreless here in game number three of this six-game set at Salem Memorial Ballpark. 4-5-6 it goes in the Red Sox order. Marvin Alcantara, Nathaniel Utsen, and Andy Lugo. As on for a second inning of work is the lefty Nick Pinto, in just his second professional inning of work at the single-A level. Alcantara from the right side, lefty on righty matchup to start the frame. And here's his first pitch as he winds and fires. Swing and a miss. And the count starts at nothing and one. Alongside Giovanni Heater, Carter Hill on behalf of the Salem Sox. So thrilled you could join us wherever you may be tuning in. 0-1, wave and a miss at the breaking ball in the dirt. And it snowballs in two strikes. Four games left to go, Mr. Heater.
That's it.
2.5 back of first place, the Salem Red Sox.
Trying to make up some ground here tonight.
0-2 is waved on a miss for strike three. Keep that baseball. First professional strikeout for Nick Pinto as Alcantara is retired. And here's Nathaniel Utsen.
Well, Carter, we've talked about it. Marvin Alcantara pretty efficient for the Red Sox typically on Thursday nights, but nobody has been a bigger contributor and played a bigger hand into this Thursday night anomaly than Nathaniel Utsen. He's 21 for 59, hitting above .350.
And he lays his one left side, but it's snatched out of the air by Ryan Burrows, who leaps into left center field for out number two. Right on cue.
Yeah, he just kind of pieced that one off the end of the bat. Sounded like the bat might have broken as well. Soft liner, and Burrows is able to leap up and make the play. Two gone, and I hate to be that guy who jinxed it, but the game's moving at a quick pace.
It is. Here's Andy Lugo, lefty on righty matchup. First pitch, inside, one ball, no strikes. So Andy Lugo, who comes back from High A Greenville, leads the team hitting .276, three homers, 38 ribbies. 1-0, he swings and tips it foul off the mid of Jackson Appel, and it evens up the count of 1-1. Back on Monday, Lugo was 3-for-4, had an RBI double back in the first, 1-1. He swings and dribbles it foul, third base side. 1-2. He also had the walk-off single. Home half of the ninth, capped off a 5-run ninth for the Salem Red Sox. 1-2, high and away fastball, and it evens up the count at 2-2. The number got stolen, too, because he went up. Has to rock the 2-0 now. 2-2. He swings, dribbles it up the middle to his right, Perez. Fields on the back end, throws to first. Oh, my goodness, what a play. Shifted to his right, backhanded it, threw across his body, and there's out number three. To the third, we go in Salem, still scoreless at the yard. We'll step aside and come right back on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Hey, Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox.
We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Top of the third, you're in Salem. Still scoreless here at the yard. And game number 3 of 6 in the 6-game set between your Salem Red Sox and the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Vinny Myers now joining us, who works in the front office with the Salem Red Sox. Go ahead and explain your exact title. I don't want to butcher it.
No, you're fine. Fine with that. So I am the manager of corporate partners here with the Salem Sox, and we're excited with wrapping up my first season here with the club. And we would love to discuss with all these fantastic partners here tonight.
Oh, we got New River Electrical here tonight. This here's Jackson Appel from the left side. First pitch, he takes a high fastball away, just missed. 1-1, no strikes, as Matt Duffy toes the rubber for his third inning of work. So let's get to that. All right, New River Electrical is here this evening. 1-0, inside it goes. 2 balls, no strikes. Explain this partnership with the Salem Red Sox and how this came to be with the American Heart Association. American Heart Association as well.
Yeah, so back before the season started, New River Electrical and their...
2 balls and a strike as Appel pops it up foul.
Yep, and their VP of Communications, John, reached out to us, kind of looking for different ways for different marketing within our ballpark that featured different brand recognition, community involvement as well. And since New River Electrical has hosted events.
This one rocketed straightaway center. Kelvin Diaz is right there. He makes the catch for out number one.
Yeah, and since New River Electrical has had events here at the ballpark before in previous years, it was just a pure natural fit, and we're so excited to bring him on board for this year.
So what has this partnership meant to you all?
Well, us here in the front office, they've been a fantastic partner, and we're thrilled with not only a concept that included year-round presence with the different signage that they have in the ballpark, but also a really creative way.
Haral Perez dribbles at third base side. It trickles foul. No balls and a strike.
Yep, to get back to the local community within the Roanoke region through the Walks for Heart Health campaign.
So the walks, you want to trade it off now? All right, cool. We're going to hand the headset off here as the count's 0-1 to Haral Perez. In the 0-1, breaking ball misses low and away. Evens up the count at 1-1. All right, so we're going to continue to talk about Walks for Heart Health here in Salem. 1-1. And he flies it foul down the right field line. We got a battle for the headset right now up here. One, two. Matt Duffy from the bell. Curls and unfurls. Inside, but ring him up, strike three. It caught the inner half of the zone as Perez down on strikes. That's number 4 for Matt Duffy. And there's 2 down. All right, so welcome to the booth. Please explain kind of this partnership on y'all's end and what y'all have been able to do here with the Salem Red Sox.
Yeah, so the American Heart Association and New River have been partners for around 18 years, and this partnership is important to us at New River because it's a way to give back to the communities in which we live and work. And the partnership here with the Salem Red Sox has been a great way for us to get name recognition out there, as well as to be able to support the American Heart Association.
Count is 1-1 on Ryan Burrows, the starting shortstop at the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Well, how did the idea for first the 1-1, there's a strike top of the zone, 1-2. How did the idea of Walks for Heart Health come to be?
When we were first designing a concept, we had noticed all the work and contributions that New River had, the Salem Red Sox had noticed that New River had done previously with the American Heart Association. So when the walks are part of the game of baseball, it was a perfect way to share the vision of New River Electrical had to give back as well.
And it seems like y'all have an event coming up in in October, too, with the Roanoke Regional Heart Walk, too. Can you kind of describe that and for folks at home who may want to get involved? First, the 1-2. Outside, it's 2-2.
So I'm going to turn the mic over to Elizabeth Vail. She can provide more insight.
Sure, absolutely. Thanks for hopping on. Two balls, two strikes. Matt Duffy kicks and deals. He swings and dribbles it foul, third base side. Burrow stays alive. Welcome to the broadcast.
It's great to be on.
2-2. Righty delivers. Swing and a miss. Got him strike three. Another strikeout for Matt Duffy. And we'll go ahead and keep it right here. That is strikeout number 5 on the day for Duffy. But, yeah, so kind of talk about that event coming up in October and how you can get involved.
We're so excited about it. The Roanoke Regional Heart Walk is happening on Saturday, October 12th at River's Edge Park. And it's one of our most exciting annual events. This year, it's even more special as we celebrate the centennial year of the American Heart Association. The Heart Walk brings together community members, businesses, and survivors to support the fight against heart disease and stroke. It's not only a great way to raise awareness, but also to celebrate heart health with fun activities for all ages. Whether you're walking to honor a loved one or simply supporting the cause, every step counts in helping to fund life-saving research and educational programs. We're really looking forward to seeing everyone there.
And how can folks get involved with this walk coming up and with future events maybe as well?
There are many ways folks can get involved. First and foremost, you can register for the walk, either as an individual or by forming a team with friends, family, or coworkers. You can register at roanokeheartwalk.org. If you can't attend in person, you can join virtually as well and participate from wherever you are. Additionally, you can support the event by making a donation, which directly funds research and education on heart disease and stroke. Whether you're walking or donating, every dollar and every effort makes a difference.
Awesome. Thank you all very, very much for hopping on. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having
us.
Of course. We appreciate being here.
Sure, absolutely. And thank you, Benny, for setting this up. Yes, sir. We can just leave that down if Mr. Heater wants to slide back over here. Thank you all again. Yes, sir. We're going to stick right here. This is live radio. Going to bring Gio back in here. Sounds like a great cause, you know.
Carter always handles the wonderful interviews. Yeah, you got to turn the Italian down.
First pitch to Caden Rose. Here's a strike inside corner on the breaking ball. Count starts at nothing and one.
How was that?
It was good. It was good. Now that's, you know, walks for heart health here in Salem. 0-1 in the dirt. 1-1 has been one of the key components to what the Red Sox have done all season long. And
oh yeah,
to get them involved up here was very cool. So I appreciate them stopping by. 1-1, breaking ball in there, inside corner, moves the count to 1-2. So just to reset the table, scoreless bottom three. Game number 3 of 6 in the 6-game set between the Red Sox and the Cannonballers. 1-2 in the dirt. Evens up the count of 2-2. Nick Pinto back on the bump for his third inning of work. So far today, 6 up, 6 down. With help from a double play. 2-2. He swings and chops it foul, third base side. Rose stays alive. 7-8-9 it goes in the Red Sox order. Caden Rose, Daniel McKelvany, Kelvin Diaz. 2-2. Lefty deals. He swings, crushes into left. McCants at the track, at the wall, and it bangs off the top of the wall. Rose to second, and he stands up with a leadoff double.
That's another one of those that, hey, in any other ballpark might escape. But he drilled it. 107 off the bat for Caden Rose. One of the hardest hit balls we've seen him have here at the single A level, and absolutely launched it off that also uniforms sign in left field. And that sets the Sox up nicely, right? You got a runner in scoring position, still nobody out. McKelvany at the dish. See if the bottom of the order can produce here for the Sox.
Here is McKelvany, lefty on righty matchup. And the first pitch, high and away it goes. And the count starts at 1-0. Just barely missed. Home run number one for Caden Rose. Off the very tippy top of the wall. 1-0. Winds and fires. Breaking ball just misses clipping the outside corner. Then it's two balls and no strikes. McKelvey, the designated hitter, is hitting 176. A homer and 11 ribbies. 2-0. Runner takes off from second and misses high and in. And sliding in, belly flopping into third base with the stolen bag is Caden Rose. Dominic Romero, a late strike call. So it is 2-1, but the potential first run is 90 feet away. 2-1. Breaking ball, called a strike. Outside corner of the bell. And it evens up the count at 2-2. So now all of a sudden, the infield draws in. 2-2. Breaking ball just misses high. On the outside corner, about half in, half out. And the count runs full at 3-2. Rose at third. And the 3-2. Breaking ball caught strike three. On the black outside corner. McKelvey Kays, second of the day for Pinto. And there's one down for Calvin Diaz. Infield remains drawn in. Diaz in the 9-hole. First pitch, in the dirt it goes. Bouncing off the chest protector of Jackson Appel. And the count begins at 1-0. Diaz hitting 228. A homer and 7 RBIs. Now the day off yesterday was 2-for-4 on Monday. 1-0. Breaking ball caught a strike. Bottom of the zone. Piercing the black on the outside edge. And it evens up the count of 1-1. Scoreless bottom 3 in Salem. Game 3-6. 1-1. He swings, rips it third base side, but it's a foul ball. As Chavez hits the deck. 1-2 strikes. Franklin Arias in the top of the order is on deck. Calvin Diaz trying to put the Sox on top, 1-0. 1-2 strikes. Comes to first base side. Winds and fires. Swing and a miss. Got him, strike three. A big-time strikeout of Calvin Diaz. Back-to-back strikeouts. And the infield can now push back with two down for Franklin Arias. Starting second baseman for the Red Sox is 0-for-1. He bounced out in the first. First pitch, wave and a miss. At the breaking ball low and inside. And the count begins at 0-1. The sun begins to subside here in Salem. 0-1. And there's a strike. Top of the zone, outside corner. With that breaking ball. And it moves the count to 0-2. Caden Rose down at third. Led off the frame with a double. Then back-to-back strikeouts. And Arias now with an opportunity. No balls, two strikes. Winds and fires. He swings, grounds it left side. Antonacci gloves, throws across to first, and it's in time for out number three. Hugging that line just behind the back, he backhands and fires across with ease to send us to the fourth. Kannapolis wiggles in and out of a jam as we move to the fourth in Salem. Still scoreless at the yard. We'll step aside and come right back on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Do you want to rep the Red Sox all year long? Check out the team store located down the first base side of the concourse at Salem Memorial Ballpark. You can find hoodies, t-shirts, hats, and so much more. They even have Boston City Connect jerseys in stock. Check out the team store or head to MILBstore.com to secure your Salem Sox gear today.
Hey, Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter at Salem Red Sox, Instagram at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
It's out of the fourth here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. Still scoreless in game number three of this six-game set between your Salem Red Sox and the Kannapolis Cannonballers. 1-2-3 goes in the Kannapolis order. Sam Antonacci, George Wilco, and Alec Makarevich as ready to take us through the middle frames on play-by-play duty. Here is Mr. Giovanni Heater.
I appreciate it, Carter. Once again, a beautiful Thursday night here in Salem. The Red Sox trying to stay undefeated and finish undefeated at 9-0 on Thursday nights at home in 2024. We had one game kind of taken away from us that was canceled due to the rain a couple of weeks back. Here's the first pitch, and Antonacci laces this one up the middle. It's past the diving glove of Nizan Zanatello, and it's a leadoff first pitch base hit for Antonacci. His second knock of the ball game. He's 2-for-2. It's the second hit for Kannapolis, and now they're in business here to get things going in the fourth. Just cranked it to the right spot on top of the second base bag. Nobody home for the Red Sox. Didn't drill it. 86 off the bat, but again, hit it where they ain't. It brings up George Wolkow from the left side. First pitch. He swings and dribbles it foul back behind home plate. The count's 0-1. Wolkow hitting at 239, 11 homers, 50 RBI. He struck out looking his first time up. The first strikeout victim thus far out of five for Matt Duffy tonight. And the righty deals, 0-1. Fastball clips the inside corner of the zone for a strike, and it's 0-2. Alec Makarevich, the NC State Wolfpack product, is on deck. TJ McCants is in the hole. Nobody out, runner off of first, and the 0-2. He swings and nubs it foul, line to the netting left side. And Wolkow stays alive here, 0-2. Decent crowd on hand tonight for a Thursday. It's chilly out there. The hoodies are out, the jeans are on. Fall weather is upon us here in Southwest Virginia. And Duffy deals, 0-2. Breaking ball misses high and away. The count now 1-2, just a hair out of the zone upstairs. Wolkow last night ended up going 0-for-4. He struck out three times. And the 1-2, runner goes from first. He swings and misses, struck him out. That's number six for Duffy. Handcuffed him with the heat high and tight at 94. And there's one away.
By the way, it is the Fishwick fourth inning, so get up and stretch. Fishwick is dedicated to justice in auto accident, medical malpractice, commercial, kitesum, and federal criminal cases. Call 540-354-5890 for more information.
Pickoff over to first, and standing up safely is Sam Antonacci. Again, led off the frame with a base hit. That was his second hit of the ball game in as many tries. Here's the first pitch, and it misses high and in to Alec Makarevich. 306 hitter, two homers, 24 RBI. He's 0-for-1. He struck out swinging. Antonacci off of first, who was caught stealing earlier in his first at-bat. Broken bat, line drive up the middle, over the glove of Nizan Zanatello. Stopping at second is Antonacci. Two hits in the frame thus far, three on the night for Kannapolis, and they're very much so in business, first and second with just one gone.
And look where that bat head is. It's in shallow right. The edge of the bat, the barrel of the bat, I should say, almost drills. There you go on replay on MILB TV. Antonacci.
Yeah, that's crazy right there. Kind of a dangerous play, really.
Yeah, absolutely. And almost drilled him.
A big opportunity for TJ McCants, 16th round pick out of Alabama. What is this saying? Don't give a darn about nothing but the tie.
Oh, yeah.
It's that time of year again.
Ain't give a darn about year. Nothing but the tie.
Here's the first pitch to McCants. He laces it foul to the net. It's 0-1.
I got to say this, too. I cannot believe we have not had one foul ball reach us this year.
I have no complaints.
We got too much expensive equipment. Give me at least one. There's a literal mark in the back of the booth from a time where it did come into the booth.
The nets were lower back then.
I know. I understand.
0-1 to McCants. There's a fastball missing inside. 1-1. McCants, native of Florida. Transferred, actually, to Alabama from Ole Miss. Went to Pensacola Catholic, just outside of Pensacola, Florida. Drafted in the 16th round by the Chicago White Sox. Duffy's 1-1. He swings in line, drives it high into the air, left side. Nathaniel Uten has it. Camps out, makes the catch head high for out number two, and runners stay put at first and second.
Man, that's a big out for Matt Duffy. You get that much-needed second out. And, well, now you got Ronnie Hernandez, who's 0-for-1 today with that bounce out. Did have that big-time RBI single yesterday in which he kind of shot through the left side. And the Sox are kind of defending against that right now with Zion Zanatello just to the right of the second base bag.
First pitch, and a breaking ball's in there on the outer half for a strike. Just kind of came back into the zone off the right hand of Matt Duffy, and it's 0-1 to start things for Ronnie Hernandez.
And then Marvin Alcantara, he can't play too crazy far off the bag with the runner at second, but he...
0-1. He swings and laces it foul into the seats left side, 0-2.
But he is far enough away, though, to defend the hole over there at short. Hernandez has liked to go the other way so far in the series. And if he does so here, Kannapolis could have a 1-0 lead.
Duffy peering to home plate, shakes his head no. Finally agrees on a call with 5 seconds to throw on the pitch clock. And he deals, 0-2. Swung on and driven, high out into shallow left field. Nathaniel Uten ranges in, makes the catch head high on a jog, and that's out number three. Red Sox keep him off the board despite two hits, pair of knocks in the fourth inning. Runners stranded at first and second. We roll on scoreless, headed to the bottom of the fourth in Salem.
Learning at the Salem Museum is fun. Native American and African American history. Local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history. And 60 summers of fun at Lakeside Amusement Park. The Salem Museum. Preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum, where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4, Tuesday through Saturday.
Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Rolling on to the home half of the fourth on a chilly Thursday night here in Salem. Red Sox 8-0 on Thursday evenings as the Beer Mongers in 2024, and they try and make it a perfect, unblemished 9-0 with a win here tonight. But we're still scoreless, bottom of four on tap, three hits for Kannapolis, just one hit offensively for the Red Sox. And we're ready to go 2-3-4 in the Sox batting order. Nizan Zanatello, Andrew Musitt, and Marvin Alcantara all set to dig in. Nizan, well, he's 0-for-0. Had a walk to start things off for him. That was back in the first inning. Zanatello yesterday, big-time triple in the first. Ended up with a walk and a base hit in the fourth and the sixth, respectively. And the first pitch is sizzled down the left field line, foul to his pull side. It's 0-1.
Around the Carolina League today, six games in action. The one that Salem Sox fans are going to be glued to is the Fredericksburg Nationals game. Six games set with the Lynchburg Hillcats, and unfortunately, the Freddies lead 3-0, top three.
0-1 to Zanatello, and he looks at a fastball at the top of the zone for a strike. It's now 0-2. Well, Nick Pinto's day is done. His final line, he goes three innings, a hit. No runs, a walk, and three strikeouts. The 0-2, breaking ball runs high, and the count now 1-2. Pinto was solid in the start, goes just three frames in his professional debut. Swing and a miss for Nizan Zanatello on a breaking ball. He's sat down on strikes. And now there's one gone here in the fourth with nobody on for the Sox. And that brings me to my next point. Manuel Velos is now the right-handed pitcher on the bump. 6'2", 23-year-old righty out of San Carlos in Venezuela. And when he's in, they win ball games. He's 7-2 on the year with a 4.74 ERA. First pitch to Musit, taken inside for a strike, 0-1. He's got a save to his name. He started four games but appeared in 30. 74 total innings this year. The 0-1 to Musit. He drives it high and deep to left. On the run, it's McCants, and it caroms off the bottom of the wall. It slowly trickles away from the grasp of McCants, and rolling into second with his stand-up one-out double, Andrew Musit.
Second time today, somebody's banged one off the wall out and left. Caden Rose just barely missed a solo homer. And then Musit, that one likely wasn't going to leave the yard, but he crushed it. Here's the replay, MILB TV. Kind of hit off the middle of the wall. The Coors Light signage out there in left center.
Hit it 103 off the bat. Towards the same spot of the yard that Caden Rose knocked his off the top of the Elsco uniform sign. Here's the first pitch to Marvin Alcantara. And a fastball is eyed up at the top of the zone for a strike. Nothing at one. Well, taking a look at what Manuel Velos has done in recent times. The Kannapolis Cannonballers. Runner off of second. And the 0-1 to Alcantara. Breaking ball taken downstairs. It's 1-1. Last outing was on August 29th. Just about a week ago to the day. Ended up going four innings. Didn't give up a single hit or a run. And struck out six. 1-1. Breaking ball. Misses down and away. 2-1. So
By
you're
the
feeling
way,
really good if you're Manuel Velos.
He is 6'2", but 240. I mean, he's a unit on the bump, just in terms of, like, the pure muscle on him.
Yeah. 2-1. Here's a roller left side. It's deflected off the mitt of Antonacci. No play for Burrows as he tried to gobble it up, and there's runners on first and third for the Sox. I got to think that's got to be a hit, no,
oh,
Carter?
Oh, yeah, I would be pressed against anybody scoring that knee five. Yeah, that's... You have to score it. You got to give that a single off the bat of Marvin Alcantara. I mean, there was an extraneous effort by Antonacci to make the play. That guy is automatic at third base.
He didn't hit it crazy hard, 89 off the bat, but it felt like it had more oomph than that.
Still, there we go. There's the hit.
Here's Nathaniel Uten. First pitch to the lefty. And he dribbles it back foul, 0-1. Well, we talked about Nathaniel Uten. He is the Thursday night slasher, hitting .356 on Thursday nights this season, where the Red Sox are outstanding. They hit the ball better on Thursdays than anybody else in the Carolina League. 21 hits and 59 at-bats coming into tonight. Here's the 0-1. He dribbles it up the middle. And this could be two. Scooped up by Burrows. Step on second. Fire to first is there for out number three. Well, the Red Sox had a great opportunity to strike. Had a runner 90 feet away at third and another on first. And instead, Uten rolls into an inning-ending double play. Top of five after this. We're still scoreless on a Thursday night in Salem.
Donate plasma and earn good money. Freedom Plasma makes donating plasma safe and easy, and you're helping to save the lives of patients struggling with blood disorders, immune deficiencies, and trauma. While donating, you can catch up on social media with our free Wi-Fi, or watch your favorite TV shows or sporting events on one of our 60-inch flat-screen TVs. Visit Freedom Plasma today to help save lives and earn cash. Visit us at 4150 Melrose Avenue Northwest in Roanoke. Learn more by going to freedomplasma.com or by calling 540-767-0064.
Hey, Red Sox fans, it's not too late to get your 2024 season tickets. Don't miss out on any of the Carolina League chaos at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Full season, half season, and quarter season tickets are still available from strike zone seats, field level, and upper level. We have you covered from every angle of the action. To purchase your 2024 Salem Red Sox season tickets, visit the front office, give us a call, or visit MILB.com/Salem/tickets. This is Boston's Tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Top of the fifth on a Thursday night here in Salem. Giovanni Heater alongside Carter Hill with you. And we're still scoreless heading to the top of five. 6-7-8 due up for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Drake Logan, Jackson Appel, and Jarell Perez. Well, Carter, this is a ball game that's been dead even up to this point, right? No errors, no runs, three hits apiece. Really a pitcher's duel through four, and Matt Duffy maintaining the mound for the Sox. Here's the first pitch to Drake Logan. And a fastball clips the upstairs portion of the zone high and tight. It's 0-1.
Absolutely. And what a way so far for Matt Duffy to cap off the regular season in 2024.
He winds and fires 0-1. Fastball misses down and away. 1-1.
You know, like he's somebody that came in as the opening day starter and then kind of struggled for that middle of June, if you will, and then comes back after that, and he had like six straight outings.
1-1, skips to the backstop, 2-1.
Where he did not allow more than two runs. So, like, to see him find it again late, I think he is showing why he was a fourth-round pick a year ago. And he's somebody that I think is ready to kind of take off through the system here in the next little bit. Got time here out of baseballs. Dominic Romero saying please. Ball boy obliges. I bumped into one of the ball boys downstairs about a week ago, homestand. And
2-1. Swing and a miss. He got him with that slider. It's now 2-2.
And we were talking about, like, that is the – shoot, he's probably 14, 15.
Sure.
That is
– this one's launched towards the gap in right center field. Chasing after it is Caden Rose, and it gets to the left of him. He chases it all the way to the wall, and standing up with a double to lead things off, Drake Logan. Fourth hit of the night for Kannapolis. You were saying?
Well, if you're 14 years old, like that may be the coolest way to earn money.
Being a ball boy?
To be a ball boy.
Were you ever a ball boy over at Virginia Tech?
I was the bat boy for two seasons at Virginia
Tech. Of course you were.
But that was when I was like in fourth, fifth grade. Like
of
that was a little bit different. But yeah, it was, yeah. I still have some pictures at home. Me clicking helmets with the guys when they cross home plate.
Before the hammer days. First pitch to Jackson Appel is taken for a strike at the top of the zone. It's 0-1, 93
before
the fastball from Duffy.
Before the hammer days. But yeah, at 14, oh my gosh, I'd be all over getting paid to go chase after baseballs at a baseball game.
0-1, swing and a miss. Blew the fastball by him at 94, and it's nothing and two for Appel. Sixth-round pick out of Texas A&M. Would know Stanley Tucker quite well, I bet you.
Yeah?
Although, actually, now that I do my math, Appel
was only there for
a year because he was at Penn before, and Stanley was only there for a year, and it was not the same year. They missed each other by one season.
Well, it's like
0-2. Launched foul, left side on the ground.
It's like Braden Montgomery. He never played with Braden Montgomery, but he played against them in the regional at Stanford in 2023.
Yeah, very true. Very true. Stanford, now a member of the Atlantic Coast Conference.
Yeah, out on the Pacific Coast. Yeah, it's great. It makes total sense.
Runner off a second. Nobody out. The 0-2 to Appel. He swings and misses through a breaking ball. It gets underneath the legs of Musit. Throws to first, not in time. So a drop, strike three, and there's runners on the corners now for Kannapolis.
Well, the unfortunate thing, too, Gio, is Andrew Musin, and I get you're always going to look to first. Because Logan had darted off a second, I don't know if we can get a replay from behind on play. Here we go. Watch this. When he picks up the baseball, he actually had a play at third. But obviously you're trained to look to first. But Drake Logan was dead to rights at third if he threw down there instead. Because it was going to be a bang-bang play at first. And that's just unfortunate for Matt Duffy and the Sox.
Well, instead, Kannapolis is trying to crack this seal open here in the top of the fifth. We're scoreless. They have four hits, runners on first and third. First pitch to Perez, and a fastball is taken high out of the zone. It's 1-0. Gerald Perez, he struck out looking last time up. Strikeout victim number 4 out of 6 for Matt Duffy. Duffy glancing over his left shoulder, gathers at the belt. The righty fires, 1-0. Fastball snares the upstairs part of the zone, 1-1. First and third, a double for Drake Logan, but then the drop strike 3, a freebie for Jackson Appel. Kannapolis looks to make the Sox pay, 1-1. Got a breaking ball, misses down and out, 2-1. Perez, 259 hitter, 11 home runs, 50 RBI, looking for 51, maybe even 52. Shoot, the best of swings would give him his 53rd. 2-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Brought him to a knee with a breaking ball. 2-2.
Perez was playing in single A with Rancho Cucamonga in the Dodgers organization. And when you look at what, before he was traded, of course, in July, and when you look at where he ranks.
2-2. Check swing. Pitch misses a hair high with a fastball. 3-2.
And when you look at where he ranks when it comes to homers in the league, he's actually not even close. Forget I said that.
Okay. It happens. Here's Duffy's payoff pitch. Nubbed foul. Just up over the netting onto the concourse.
Is tied for the team lead with George Wilco and Albert Feliz, who leads the Salem Red Sox.
That ball almost hit that poor little girl.
There are three guys who lead the Carolina League. Luis Castillo, Carolina Mudcats, with 18. Andy Gariola, Myrtle Beach, with 18. And Blake Mitchell with Columbia with 18.
Payoff again. Check swing. Ring him up. Got him with the slider at the top of the zone. Just got it off his right shoulder. Thought better of it. But it's in there for strikeout
and
number 7.
I'm not really sure what Perez is arguing. He's going back and forth with Dominic Romero. But that ball was in the strike zone. Looking at TrackMan, it was pretty comfortably in there.
Oh, yeah.
And he's frustrated, too, because he struck out 3 times yesterday, too.
Yeah.
2 of which he was frustrated with the call there, too.
And I'll correct myself here, Carter, with the dropped strike 3. That's actually strikeout number 8 for Duffy.
Oh, yeah? Good catch.
Juan Rivera, pitching coach for the Red Sox, out to have a short conversation with Matt Duffy, who's putting together a tremendous ball game thus far for the Sox. I mean, he's put together 4 innings, looking to make it 5 of no-run baseball, allowing just 4 hits. See if the defense can help him out a little bit here. 1 gone, first and third, and the table set for Ryan Burrows in the 9 hole. He struck out swinging. That was back in the 3rd. Here we are, bottom of 5, scoreless ball game between the Beermongers and the Cannonballers. That's the most minor league baseball thing I've ever said. Here's the first pitch. And a fastball snipes the inside corner for a strike.
It's like, summer ball, too. You can find some good ones.
The
Rocket City Trash Pandas.
I was talking, in fact, me and Braden, who's here tonight, who's going to take over. The 0-1 swung on and tipped back. Musa took that one between the legs. He's going to double over and take a second of his own personal time. And I was having this conversation earlier with Braden, who's going to call play-by-play for us on Saturday, as we'll be a little tied up with Virginia Tech football down the road.
Mm-hmm.
And Bill Roth, longtime voice of the Virginia Tech Hokies, and Bill said, the best advice I could give you guys calling minor league baseball is when you're reading, especially at AA, because there's some unique names in AA, when you're reading the out-of-town scoreboard, do yourself a favor and name the city, not the mascot. Here's the 0-2. Swing and a miss. He got him. Chased at the 94-mile-an-hour fastball at the top of the zone, and there's 2 gone. Duffy trying to get out of a jam. That's number 9. Duffy's dialed, and we flip it back to the top of the order for Sam Antonacci, who has been the one guy to best Duffy today. He's got 2 hits.
Yeah, 2 of the 4. 2 of the 4, 1 in the first, and then 1 in the 4th.
And Bill's point was,
I was going to say, we
gotta
finish this story.
Flying squirrels, trash pandas, Beer Mongers. First pitch to Antonacci. In there for a strike at 94 with a high heat. It's 0-1.
I think there are some great ones in minor league baseball. I think you can get even more creative in summer collegiate baseball.
Sure.
There are some crazy ones in summer collegiate baseball.
Here's the 0-1. Fastball runs high at 94. 1-1. Well, and you got, wait, let's see. In AAA, Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp. Mm-hmm. What else do you got? It's the alternate names as well. Like Syracuse turns into the Syracuse Salt Potatoes. Rochester turns into the Rochester Garbage Plates. The 1-1. Fastball's in there.
The Hartford Yard Goats. I'm sorry, Braden. I misspoke. He's from Connecticut. Hartford Yard Goats. Hartford. Yeah, no, I slipped the tongue. My fault.
Ball and two strikes. Runners on the corners. Two gone here in the top of five. The pitch swings and dribbles it left side, and it's foul. We'll do it again for Antonacci. This, if Duffy can work out of this jam.
Yes.
Take a bow.
Hartford Yard Goats, the Binghamton Rumble Ponies in that league. Just south of you, about an hour.
Indeed. The Rumble Ponies.
Flying Squirrels.
Members of the Mets organization.
The Green Jackets are great.
Here's the 1-2. He swings and lifts it foul. Staying alive, Antonacci. Former, you talk about cool names. Former Chanticleer.
Yeah, true.
They're the only ones in collegiate athletics that can claim that one.
Yeah.
You got a bajillion Tigers and Huskies and
Bears.
Chanticleers is one of a kind. The 1-2. Swing and a miss. He got him. Breaking ball down and away. He chased Matt Duffy in and out of the jam. 10 strikeouts through 5 innings of work. And we're still scoreless on a beautiful Thursday night in Salem. We'll step aside and come right back. You're listening to Red Sox Baseball on MILB TV.
Hey, Red Sox fans. Be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
Learning at the Salem Museum is fun. Native American and African American history. Local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history. And 60 summers of fun at Lakeside Amusement Park. The Salem Museum. Preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum, where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4, Tuesday through Saturday.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
We're cruising on a Thursday night here in Salem. Home half of the fifth, still scoreless between the Kannapolis Cannonballers and your Salem Red Sox. Giovanni Heater alongside Carter Hill and Carter Matt Duff. I mean, how about this guy? 10 strikeouts now to this point for Matt Duffy. He's cooking on the bump. And this is a team that has amassed just 4 hits but haven't put a run on the board. And Duffy's been the reason as to why.
It's crazy what Matt Duffy has done here today. And it's a reason, to your point, it's the reason why the Red Sox are still in this game, because they have squandered some opportunities. But Duffy has been dialed in all night long and really kept this Cannonballers team that, you know, has racked up the hits throughout the week off balance.
There's Andy Lugo at a first pitch breaking ball, misses down and out, 1-0.
And by doing so, has kept this game scoreless.
Manuel Velos on the bump for Kannapolis' second inning of work. The 1-0, swing and a miss, got it with a breaking ball that time. Kind of the same pitch. This time it's able to get him to chase, and it's 1-1. Lugo hitting at 275, back with the Red Sox. He looks at a breaking ball downstairs, 2-1.
By the way, got a nugget for you.
What you got?
Let me make sure I have all my ducks in a row first.
2-1 on the way. Fastball's in there this time, outer half for a strike. Evens it up 2-2.
That is a career high, 10 strikeouts for Matt Duffy. Previous career high was 9 at Fredericksburg a couple weeks ago.
What a way to go out in his last start of the season. 2-2. Misses inside under the hands of Lugo. 3-2. Andy's got 3 home runs, 38 RBI on the season. Nobody on, nobody out. Bottom of the fifth in a scoreless ball game here in Salem. Payoff pitch. This is inside. Full count walk to lead things off for Andy Lugo. See if the offense can kind of pick things up a little bit for the Red Sox. 8-0 at home on Thursday nights this season, looking to stay flawless. What an accomplishment.
Oh, I know.
It would be such a weird anomaly.
It is.
Undefeated at home on Thursday nights, 9-0, that'd be something.
Because it is, regardless of what stats you can pull out, it is random. You know, like.
So bizarre.
Yeah, just to go 9-0.
First pitch taken outside by Caden Rose, 1-0.
Like, that's just random. And the Sox have been really good on Thursdays from a statistical standpoint. But to win every single night as the Beer Mongers is crazy.
1-0 pitch. Breaking ball down and away. Got him caught up. Throw down to first, and he's out. Andy Lugo was kind of half in between first and second, and they had him picked off on the snap throw to first.
Second time this week Lugo's been picked off at first. Was picked off on Monday as well. Similar situation.
An unfortunate out on the base pass here if you're the Red Sox. Caden Rose coming off the heels of his big-time double off the wall and left in the third as he looks at a breaking ball downstairs. 3-0. Cranked it off the sign and left. Looked like it had a chance to get out, but he hit it 107 off the bat.
Yeah.
Absolutely launched it. The 3-0. Misses inside. Almost hit him. Regardless, it's ball four. It's back-to-back walks by the Red Sox. Unfortunately, though, there's one gone and just a runner on first instead of another in scoring position here as Lugo was picked off.
Yeah, that was a big out on the base pass. No doubt about that. Another look. I actually thought it did hit him for a minute. Did not. Going to have a quick conference now here.
What is the conversation here on the bump after you walk the first two guys to lead things off in the fifth?
Well, I would think this is Velos' inning for now. I don't see anybody loosening. Now, granted, we have a tough angle. But I don't think anybody's loosening in the Kannapolis pen. And if you're the catcher of Pell, you're just trying to settle him down. No visit from the pitching coach right there in the form of Blake Hickman. Just a Pell and Antonacci at third.
First pitch to Daniel McCalvany. He dribbles this one, a slow roller to the right side. Scooped up by Makarowicz at first, and he tags McCalvany out. On the first base line. Safely at second is Caden Rose. There's two gone now with a runner in scoring position for the Sox. Looked like Makarowicz had the slightest bobble there, but was able to make the play nevertheless.
Had plenty of time to scoop it, make the tag.
Nine-hole hitting center fielder Calvin Diaz. He struck out swinging his first time up at the dish in the third. Runner off the second, two gone, bottom of the fifth, scoreless ball game in Salem. Velos deals. First pitch. And a breaking ball's in there. Came back into the zone. High and in. 0-1. Diaz hitting at 226. A homer and seven ribbies. A one on the way. Breaking ball in there at the top of the zone again. Nothing in two. So Lugo walked. He was picked off. Caden Rose walked. He stands at second base. Now Calvin Diaz trying to make something happen with two gone. Game knotted up at zeros. Velos deals, 0-2. Swing and a miss. Got him to chase. Breaking ball way outside. Diaz swings and misses, and it's out number three. Oh, we'll flip it back to the top of the order in the sixth, but we're still scoreless. Headed to the top of the sixth here in Salem.
Learning at the Salem Museum is fun. Native American and African American history. Local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history. And 60 summers of fun at Lakeside Amusement Park. The Salem Museum. Preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum, where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4, Tuesday through Saturday.
Do you want to rep the Red Sox all year long? Check out the team store located down the first base side of the concourse at Salem Memorial Ballpark. You can find hoodies, t-shirts, hats, and so much more. They even have Boston City Connect jerseys in stock.
Check out the team store or head to MILBstore.com to secure your Salem Sox gear today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Well, Matt Duffy's day has come to a close for the Red Sox. And as we get you going with the top of the sixth inning, Trenor O'Donnell toes the rubber for Salem. He's a 6'7", 23-year-old righty, eighth-round pick out of Ball State in 2023. And what an outing it was for Matt Duffy in his final start of the 2024 season. Goes five innings of four-hit baseball, not a single run, not a single walk, 10 strikeouts. A career high for Matt Duffy. Take a bow, 24 in blue, and O'Donnell looks to pick up right where he left off. Top of the order, it goes 1-2-3 for Kannapolis. Sam Antonacci, George Wolkow, and Alec Makarowicz all set to dig in. Antonacci from the left side. And pardon me, Wolkow will get us going. It's 2-3-4. Here's the first pitch. Breaking ball misses outside, and the count now 1-0. Four hits for Kannapolis, three hits for Salem. Wolkow so far tonight is 0-for-2 with a pair of strikeouts. And the 1-0. Fastball is launched. Line drive to right. On the run, making the catch is Caden Rose for out number one.
Navigating the middle of this Cannonballers order is certainly not an easy thing to do. And Trenor O'Donnell now throwing the rubber is going to be tasked with doing that. Now he's got the burden on him to keep this game scoreless after Matt Duffy did all you possibly could do. And offensively, Salem just couldn't get a run.
Wolkow hit that thing as this is tipped back by Makarowicz on a foul ball, 0-1. Wolkow hit it 109 off the bat. Out to right field. Luckily, it was hit right to a defender. And here's the NC State product in Alec Makarowicz, the 0-1. He swings and tips it back towards us. Carter, that is the closest that you have ever gotten to getting a baseball
in. Oh, he's in the suite right next to us in the NFL. Chase is on.
You keep saying you want it to happen. The 0-2. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. Number 11 on the night for the Red Sox. 78-mile-an-hour breaking ball below the zone. And there's two away.
Oh, he's been quieted today, too. Had the single back in the fourth, but two strikeouts for AMAC as they have called him throughout his collegiate career. And now in Kannapolis.
Here's T.J. McCants. First pitch. And the former Alabama Crimson Tide looks at a breaking ball at the bottom of the zone, 0-1. TJ so far tonight, 0-for-2, a flyout and a strikeout. Ready for the 0-1. Fastball clips the outside part of the zone for a strike, 0-2. Still scoreless in Salem, two gone, nobody on, top of the sixth for Kannapolis. Trenor O'Donnell peers above the webbing of his mitt, kicks and deals, 0-2. Ball spiked in the dirt, deflected off the mask of Andrew Musitt. It's 1-2. What do you go with here, Kyle? Carter? Kyle. I just called football with Kyle on Saturday. As if your name shouldn't be
automatic.
I almost called him Carter like four times. 1-2, tipped back, fouled off, hit off the face mask of Musitt again.
How about deflected all the way back to the dugout?
Yeah. 1-2, it stays.
Off his mask, off the glove, deflected to the dugout. Just seven combined hits today. Had 25 combined on Monday. Oh, off the face mask of the umpire, Dominic Romero.
1-2. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Breaking ball low in the zone. Back-to-back Ks for Trenor O'Donnell. Make it 12 on the night as a pitching staff for the Sox. Still scoreless. Bottom of the sixth after this in Salem.
Yeah.
learning at the Salem Museum is fun. Native American and African American history. Local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history. And 60 summers of fun at Lakeside Amusement Park. The Salem Museum. Preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum, where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4, Tuesday through Saturday.
Do you want to rep the Red Sox all year long? Check out the team store located down the first base side of the concourse at Salem Memorial Ballpark. You can find hoodies, t-shirts, hats, and so much more. They even have Boston City Connect jerseys in stock. Check out the team store or head to MILBstore.com to secure your Salem Sox gear today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Bottom of the sixth on a Thursday night here in Salem. We're rolling. Early pitches from Velos off the right arm of the tall righty for the Kannapolis Cannonballers in a scoreless ballgame as Franklin Arias faces the 1-1 count. Here's the pitch. He swings and launches towards the gap left center field, and this is down one step in front of the warning track for an extra base hit. Arias rolling into second. Leadoff double for the Sox. And how about that to start you in the bottom of the sixth?
Well, the most valuable player in the Florida Complex League, Franklin Arias, secures his first base hit of the contest. Just the second time today the Sox have had a runner in scoring position. And, man, if you're Salem, got to take advantage now with Nizan Zanatello.
Here's Nizan from the right side. Walked tonight and struck out thus far. Runner off of second. First pitch to Zanatello. Swing and a miss. Wanted the fences on a breaking ball down and in. And it's 0-1. Great night last night for Nizan Zanatello. A triple, a single, a walk. Did come around to score in that first inning. Part of a five-run first. The 0-1. Breaking ball. Clips the outside part of the zone. Nothing at two. Seven homers on the year for Nizan. 21 RBI with a runner off of second. Would love to break the ice here with RBI number 22. 0-2 to Zanatello. Fastball misses high. 1-2. Number two in the Beermonger blue tonight. Long look in for Velos. Gathers at the belt. Glances back to second. And offers the 1-2. Breaking ball rings him up outside. And boy, I'll tell you what, I do not often like to go there, but I don't know how you call that strike three. I do not know how you call that strike three. It was, according to our TrackMan data, three balls outside of the zone. And frustratingly, Nizan ends up going back to the dugout. Brings up from the right side now Andrew Musit and the first pitch. Breaking ball falls in there for a strike, and it's 0-1. Again, I would not want to be an umpire. I try not to have anything to say about the umpires, but that was three balls outside of the zone. Here's the 0-1. Musit swings, dribbles it up the middle, and it deflects off the diving glove of the second baseman, Perez. Runners on the corners. Arias to third. Musit, with in all likelihood, a base hit up the middle.
Well, the Sox now for the second time today, first and third. The last time they grounded into a double play. Now is when, if you're the Sox, you have got to take advantage, as here comes Blake Hickman, the pitching coach.
Well, a short conversation now taking place on the bump as the Red Sox have a great chance here to crack this one open. Scoreless, if you're just joining us. On a gorgeous Thursday night here in Salem with runners on the corners. Bottom of the sixth inning, just one out for the Sox. Good spot in the order with Marvin Alcantara, Nathaniel Uten, Andy Lugo. And Carter, I'll tell you what, both these teams have had their chances to get onto the scoreboard. I take you to a very similar situation for Kannapolis in the fifth.
Yeah.
Nobody out, first and third, and they couldn't make anything happen with
them. No, they couldn't. No, they couldn't. And this is why if you're the Red Sox, you've got to find a way, even if it's just a fly ball to score Arias from third.
First pitch to Marv. Breaking ball misses downstairs, 1-0.
So now the corners play in. Middle infield will play back open for the double play. And the entire outfield is playing normal depth.
Alcantara trying to break the ice. First and third, one gone. And a 1-0 pitch. Breaking ball in there for a strike right over the heart of the plate, 1-1. Marv hitting it 249. Pair of homers, 43 ribbies. How about 44? 1-1 on the way. He swings and knifes it foul. A screamer into the net right side. 1-2.
Well, a strikeout would be absolutely ginormous for Velos. Double play you'll take with the strikeout. Well, you'll definitely take the double play. A strikeout, though, would loom large.
1-2. Breaking ball outside. Deuces wild on a Thursday night.
And it seems like every single time they've been in the situation, they've gotten that strikeout. Before even a double play ball, you get the big swing and miss. Now Contra, with a strikeout today, has to avoid it here.
Velos is 2-2. Breaking ball misses just outside. 83 with the slider, and it's full for Marvin Alcantara. Biggest pitch of the ball game up to this point. Three balls, two strikes. Runners on the corners, one gone, bottom of the sixth. The payoff pitch. Runner goes. Swung on and fisted. High into the air, shallow left field. Chasing underneath it is McCants. And he calls off the shortstop Burrows to make the catch. It wasn't deep enough for a tag up. A throw to second. Nobody moves. And there's two gone with runners on the corners for the Red Sox. It felt like if you could get it deep enough and muscle it out into left, you could have had the sack fly, but that one was just too high into the air and not deep enough.
I'm surprised McCants even called off Ryan Burrows. Burrows had camped under it, and McCants kind of flew in at the last possible second. And luckily, they avoided the collision, but he makes the catch, and that is a big time second out. Just as good as a strikeout if you're Kanapolis.
There's Nathaniel Uten. First pitch on the way. He swings and trips it foul. Kind of deflected it off his own ankle. It's 0-1.
And he had a double play ball back in the fourth.
Well, like we said, Carter, nobody on Thursday nights delivers more than Nathaniel Uten for the Red Sox. Hitting 356 on Thursdays heading into tonight, but he's 0-2. A line out. And he grounded out into a double play. Two gone. First and third, the 0-1. He swings and taps it foul behind home plate, 0-2. Got to come through, it feels like, here if you're the Red Sox.
Yeah.
Both of these defenses and pitching staffs really have bent but have not broken.
That's a great way to look at it. Just 9 combined hits, and Uten needs to come through here.
0-2 to Uten. He swings, chops it on the ground right side, two hopped into the mitt of Perez, and he throws to first short in time for out number three. Red Sox squander an opportunity, first and third with just one gone, and they couldn't make anything happen with it. We're still scoreless going to the seventh on a Thursday night in Salem.
Donate plasma and earn good money. Freedom Plasma makes donating plasma safe and easy, and you're helping to save the lives of patients struggling with blood disorders, immune deficiencies, and trauma. While donating, you can catch up on social media with our free Wi-Fi, or watch your favorite TV shows or sporting events on one of our 60-inch flat-screen TVs. Visit Freedom Plasma today to help save lives and earn cash. Visit us at 4150 Melrose Avenue Northwest in Roanoke. Learn more by going to freedomplasma.com or by calling 540-767-0064.
Hey, Red Sox fans, it's not too late to get your 2024 season tickets. Don't miss out on any of the Carolina League chaos at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Full season, half season, and quarter season tickets are still available from strike zone seats, field level, and upper level. We have you covered from every angle of the action. To purchase your 2024 Salem Red Sox season tickets, visit the front office, give us a call, or visit MILB.com/Salem/tickets. This is Boston's Tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Top of the seventh on a Thursday night here in Salem. We're still scoreless. We got one of the best pitchers duels of the year, and why not to cap off the last week of baseball in 2024. Here's Ronnie Hernandez for Kannapolis from the left side, and a first pitch breaking ball off the right arm of Trenor O'Donnell runs low, and the count now 1-0. Giovanni Heater alongside Carter Hill with you on a great Thursday night for ball. Here's the 1-0, and a breaking ball misses high. The count now 2 balls and no strikes. And Carter, it's chilly. A decent crowd on hand, but these pitchers have been red hot. Here's the 2-0 to Hernandez. Fastball is belted left side, and it's down for a base hit. A line drive out into left to lead things off for Ronnie Hernandez and the Cannonballers. But it feels like there's no threat because I take you back to the first inning. Leadoff hit for Kannapolis, nothing to come of it. I take you to the fourth inning. Leadoff hit for Kannapolis, nothing to come of it. How about again in the fifth? A leadoff double for Kannapolis, and nothing ever came of it. Can the Red Sox keep him off the board once again here? Here's Drake Logan from the right side. Runner off of first, nobody out. First pitch to Logan. Half-hearted check swing, never actually went around with it, but a fastball's in there anyways at the top of the zone, 0-1. Dominic Romero behind the dish. Liana Ricks out in the field. Your Carolina League umpiring crew tonight. And the 0-1. He swings and chops it foul left side. Just foul by about a half a foot to the left of the third base bag. It's 0-2.
By the way, bottom six in Fredericksburg. The Fred Nats, 3-1 over the Lynchburg Hillcats.
The magic number is 2. So you need some help if you're the Sox. You need to win, and you need some help. Sitting 2.5 games back, and Carolina's in the middle, 36-24. The Sox are 35-27. Fredericksburg, 37-24. 0-2 to Logan. Breaking ball falls in there for strike three. 13 Ks is a staff for the Red Sox, and there's one gone here in the seventh.
That's a nice pitch by Trenor O'Donnell, who spent a lot of time in the Sox rotation, too. And now back in the pen, relieving Matt Duffy, and he's picked up right where he's left off.
It's a great pitch as it just comes back into the zone. There's Jackson Appel from the left side. First offering. This is belted out into left, and it one hops into the mitt of Nathaniel Utent. Got a rinse and repeat of the first hit of the frame for Ronnie Hernandez. Each of them with a single, and there's runners on first and second with one gone here for the Cannonballers.
Yeah, bear down time for Trenor O'Donnell.
There's been no shortage of strikes thrown by O'Donnell. I will definitely offer him that. He's thrown 17 pitches, 13 strikes up to this point. Coming in for Matt Duffy, who was just unbelievable. Probably the best pitching performance we've seen all year. First pitch to Perez, misses inside, and the count now 1-0. One more time through Duffy's line, 5 complete, 4 hits, not a single run, not a single walk, 10 strikeouts.
He was good.
Lights out stuff. The 1-0. Breaking ball in there, outer half, 1-1. Perez is 0 for 2. He was strikeout victim number 4 and number 8 for Matt Duffy out of the 10. O'Donnell from the belt, glancing over his right shoulder to second. He deals 1-1. Swung on and drubbed foul left side, 1-2.
More so around the Carolina League. Bottom nine in Kinston. Last ever week of minor league baseball in Kinston, North Carolina. 2-1, the Augusta Green Jackets over the Downeast Wood Ducks. Bottom seven, about an hour and a half down the road in Zebulon. 6-3, the Shorebirds on top of the Carolina Mudcats.
All right, 1-2. Breaking ball high and in. Perez had to duck underneath it, 2-2.
Myrtle Beach and Fayetteville, scoreless, top eight. Here, scoreless, top seven. And then bottom six in Columbia, the Fireflies, 4-3.
Hey, so we're rooting for the Shorebirds. And who's Fredericksburg got?
The Lynchburg Hillcats.
And we're I can't root for the Hillcats. That's a 460 rivalry. 2-2, misses downstairs, 3-2. That's a 460 rivalry, my friend.
And you're a huge Lynchburg Hillcats fan this week.
Yeah, that's tough. That's tough. Got to be a Salem Red Sox fan more than anything, though, because nothing happens if you don't win ball games against Kannapolis
Very
this
true.
Week.
Very true.
First and second, one gone, top of seven. Three balls, two strikes for Jared Perez. And the payoff pitch, he swings, knifes it, left side, line drive through for a base hit. Runners move just to base. Station to station, runners on every part of the pond. Seventh hit of the day for Kannapolis. Bases juiced with just one gone here in the seventh. And now this is the biggest jam the Sox have found themselves in.
Bases juiced, one down. Ryan Burrows now trudges to the dish. That's now seven hits for Kannapolis. And going to have a quick congregation on the bump.
You had a situation earlier, first and third with one gone. Duffy got you out of the jam. But this is a little different. Nowhere to put him. What's the strategy here, Carter?
Ground ball double play. Header strikeout. Nobody warming up. This is O'Donnell's frame for now. Probably going to see the – well, I was going to say you're going to see the corners play in, and now you are going to see that. Middle infield back. Lugo in at first, and even with the bag at third is Marvin Alcantara.
First pitch to Ryan Burrows. He swings and misses through a breaking ball, 0-1. We got to get you a shirt that says Clark knows ball. That's what we should do. Clark knows ball.
Situational. Big chance for the Red Sox to induce that ground ball double play.
0-1. He swings, lifts it high into the air, shallow right field. Playable for Caden Rose. He tracks in, makes the catch. He's going to hurl it on the run as the runner tags up. Throw home is just off target and probably five steps not in time. So a run crosses. The seal has been snapped, and it's 1-0 Kannapolis on a sacrifice fly out to right for out number two by Ryan Burrows, who's doing his job.
Yeah, that's just winning baseball right there. Now you go back to the top of the order. And the Sox appealed to third just in case he left early, but he did not. Dominic Romero, Leon Ricks all over it.
Perez stayed put at first. Jackson Appel moved over to third, so runners on the corners with two gone. Righty on lefty, Sam Antonacci from the left side. And the first pitch. Fastball clips the top of the zone, 0-1.
Two for three today. Now up to 338. 2 weeks into his pro career.
And the 0-1. Breaking ball misses below the knees. Ball and a strike. Antonacci hitting at 338. Pair of base hits. Has not come around to score. 1-0 Kannapolis lead here in the top of the seventh. Pickoff over to first. Head first plunge. And in there safely is Perez.
Wow.
He's aboard with the base hit.
And now you search for the insurance here in the seventh if you're Kannapolis. In
Sox.
A game like this, a second run would be absolutely massive.
Sox trying to limit the damage. The 1-1. He swings, lifts it back off the hands into the seats. A souvenir to make it 1-2.
Crowd has remained relatively intact. Around 8:45 local time here on the East Coast. School night, different feel. On a Thursday night in the summer compared to when school is in session.
I do not miss waking up for high school. Here's the 1-2 to Antonucci. He sizzled it on the ground right side, scooped up by Arias. Tosses to first, and it evades Andy Lugo, the first baseman. So a run scores. Another man will stay on third. Runners on the corners. 2-0 Kannapolis. And that's just, you can't have it.
And that's a routine play there. I mean, sure, he had to kind of shade to his left. He fields it cleanly, just the throw. He had plenty of time. Rushed it just a little bit, and that cost him. Scampered away from Lugo, and now not only has a second run crossed, the inning remains alive.
George Wolkow from the left side. 0-for-3 today with two strikeouts. Pick off to first and standing up safely. Again, is Sam Antonucci. Will Cowell, seventh round pick out of high school, native of Illinois. First pitch. Taps it back to the backstop, 0-1.
From just outside of Chicago, and getting to play in the White Sox organization has got to be
pretty darn cool.
Quite a little bit of a thrill. Signing at 17 years old.
Are you a NFL guy, Carter? Because tonight marks the beginning of the NFL season. The 0-1 misses inside. It rolls to the backstop. A wild pitch scores a run.
Both unearned. The last two, I should say, unearned because of the E4. This was going to be 1-0 heading to the bottom of the seventh. And because of the E4 on Franklin Arias.
Three zip.
Yeah, exactly.
The wheels have fallen off a little bit here for the Red Sox in the seventh. Trying to stay undefeated on Thursday nights at home this season, but their backs are now firmly against the wall, especially because the offense is yet to produce. Ball and a strike for Wolkow. Runner off a second, two gone, the pitch. Fastball cranked right side past the diving glove of Franklin Arias. Runner rounds third, comes in to score. Oh, no, play at the plate, and they got him. I spoke way too soon. Look it down in my book, ready to score it, Carter. Rookie move.
Great play by Caden Rose, though. I was surprised that Pat Leland sent him, too, because over a third, Antonacci hadn't even rounded third by the time Rose had come up fielding. But Sox will take it, and it's stretch time at Salem.
3-0, Kannapolis in front, bottom of seven after this.
Learning at the Salem Museum is fun. Native American and African American history. Local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history. And 60 summers of fun at Lakeside Amusement Park. The Salem Museum. Preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum, where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4, Tuesday through Saturday.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Bottom of the third on a Thursday night here in Salem, and the Red Sox in a little bit of trouble here. Trailing now 3-0, a three-piece for Kannapolis in the seventh. Sox got to figure it out. We're ready to step up to the plate. It goes 6-7-8. Andy Lugo, Caden Rose, and Daniel McAlvin. Giovanni Eater alongside Carter Hill with you. Sox are 8-0 on Thursday nights at home this season, trying to make it 9-0, but they trail by three runs now, and the offense has to get it going. Andy Lugo stands in from the right side, and the first pitch is on the way. Velos' fastball clips the inside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1. On the bump again, Manuel Velos, now in his fourth inning of work. He deals 0-1. Swing at a chopper, left side foul. Nothing and two for Andy Lugo. So weird seeing Andy wear the 2-0.
I know. The number 5 has gone to the wayside. Actually, it's gone
Brooks.
To Brooks Brannan.
Yeah.
But for Andy Lugo, it's gone to the wayside.
Sure. The Cinco. No balls, two strikes for Lugo. Velos got to go with 4 seconds to pitch. He hurls, 0-2, swing, and a miss. Tipped into the mitt of Papel. And there's one gone in the seventh for the Sox.
And a nice response for Velos. You know, yeah, your offense puts up the three runs in the top of the inning. Well, you have got to find a way to keep this right where it's at. You can't immediately, after shutting Salem down, give up a run and give them some momentum back. So to be able to do that off the bat, that was crucial.
Here's Caden Rose from the right side. First pitch fastball's in there for a strike, top of the zone, 0-1. Caden Rose so far tonight got that big double in the third. He launches again, line drive out into the gap left center field. This is down for a hit. Rose around second. The throw in could be close to in time. The tag, not in time. The swim move for Caden Rose, and he's in there with a head first slide, second double of the night. Have a night, Caden Rose. 2 for 2 with a pair of doubles and a walk. Table set for Daniel McAlvany, one gone. Runner in scoring position for the Sox. McAlvany tapping his bat on home plate, raising it above his right shoulder. Svelo stands in the stretch, gathers at the belt. Hurls home the first pitch. Check swing, pitch misses down and in, 1-0. Now you got to take advantage if you're Salem. Trailing 3-0. One out double for Caden Rose. Can McAlvany bring him in? And now a disengagement. As Velo steps off, puts his cap back on. McAlvany ready. And the 1-0. He swings. Line drive down the left field line, and it's going to go all the way to the corner. Caden Rose around third. Comes in to score. McAlvany to second. Head first plunge, and it's an RBI double. 3-1. The Sox within two.
Back-to-back doubles for the Sox. And we just talked about Kannapolis needed to put up that shutdown frame. Well, they don't get it. You get the RBI double off the bat of McAlvany, and that gives the Sox some life. They're on the board, and it's now a two-run game once again.
From the right side, it's Calvin Diaz in the nine hole, striking out twice tonight. And the first pitch. He swings, laces it left side, and it ate up Burrows. Stopping at third, Daniel McAlvany. Runners on the corners with one gone for the Sox. Man, looked like a routine ground ball. He cranked it, though, to the left side of the infield. 99 off the bat, and again, it just ate up Burrows.
Well, I'll tell you what. It becomes a tougher play for Ryan Burrows with Daniel McAlvany running right in front of him in between second and third. I think because McAlvany was right in front of him at short, that allowed him, or I guess kind of blocked his sight line for that second.
Sure.
And because of that, he's six, and the Sox have something cooking.
Here's Franklin Arias, first pitch to the righty. Runner takes off from first, called a strike, snap throw to second in time. They got him trying to steal, and Calvin Diaz is cut down. Well, now there's two gone. You got McAlvany over there at third. And do they rule it an error, Carter? I believe they do. They ruled it an error for Calvin Diaz to reach. So we go to Nizan after this, but Arias looks at a breaking ball inside for a strike. Now it's nothing and two.
Well, that is... I mean, I understand why you're running there. I mean, that's probably the right call. But because he's gunned down, that immediately...
changes everything.
Yeah.
And the 0-2. Breaking ball outside, 1-2.
Sorry, I thought he was about to toss it. I didn't want to step over yet.
It's all right. I
decided to
it.
Wait for just a second. No, yeah, it changes everything immediately. No doubt.
Arias trying to keep the frame going. 3-1. Sox within two. Can bring it to within one if he can move a man 90 feet. Arias calls time. Back-to-back doubles by Caden Rose and Daniel McAlvany have set us up where we're at. Arias with a double in the sixth. He's 1-for-3. 1-2 to Franklin. Fastball just outside. 2-2. Franklin Arias, sixth best prospect in the Red Sox organization. Florida Complex League most valuable player. Trying to come through in the biggest of spots. 2-2 to Arias. He swings, taps it up the middle. Backhanded by Perez. Throw on the run to a leaning Makarevich, and he's got it for out number three. Well, the caught stealing plagues the Red Sox. They plate one, and they bring themselves back within two. Top of the eighth after this, 3-1 Kannapolis here in Salem.
Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today. Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you...
Five innings of scoreless baseball. 1-1. High and away it goes on the fastball. Moves the count to 2-1. Five innings, four hits, 10 strikeouts to no walks. 2-1. Comes to third base side and offers. Breaking ball sails high. Shifts the count to 3-1. Mention O'Donnell's line in relief. Did give up that first run on the sacrifice fly off the bat of Ryan Burrows. The other two, though, 3-1, inside on the fastball. Just misses clipping the inside edge. And there's ball four. Five-pitch walk. And that brings up Drake Logan, now the center fielder. But the Red Sox should have been out of the inning. Little chopper to the right side. Franklin Arias had fielded it. Threw to first, and it sailed wide, allowing a run to score. Made it 2-0. And then a wild pitch scores a third. First pitch from the stretch. Breaking ball sails high. Inside corner. Count begins at 1-0. Drake Logan today is 1-for-3 with a double in the fifth. Throw to first, and barely off the bag was Hernandez as he steps back in safely. We'll reset. One ball, no strikes from the belt. Glance to first. Long look in, and he rocks and fires. He swings and fists it foul, first base side. Count evens up at 1-1.
It is cold. I'm shivering, man.
It's always a little chilly up here in the booth. Always on the chillier side in here, too.
Sure.
The AC is right above us.
The AC is blasting still.
1-1. Ready deals. Outside on the slider. And it moves the count to 2-1. Just in case, Jackson Appel waits on deck. He's 1-for-3 with a single. 8 hits for the Cannonballers. The Red Sox have 7. 2-1. O'Donnell from the belt curls and unfurls. Wave and a miss. 2-2. Back-to-back sliders for the big right-hander. 6-7 righty out of Ball State. Deuces go wild. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Sox trail at 3-1. Trenor O'Donnell rocks and fires. Swing and a tipper just off the mid of Andrew Musin. And Logan, just by mere inches, stays alive. 2-0 for the Sox in the home half. 2-3-4, Nizan Zanatello, Andrew Musin, and Marvin Alcantara. The 2-2. Wines and fires. Outside it goes. It gets away. And on to second on the wild pitch goes Ronnie Hernandez. So the count fills up at 3-2. And a potential fourth run is now in scoring position.
Got to keep it here if you're the Sox. Can't afford to allow any more runs.
Game 3 of 6 in the 6-game set. The Red Sox have won the first two. Three balls, two strikes, two outs. Righty deals. Swing and a miss. Got him strike three. Logan hit the deck. He collapsed to a knee. They get him on strikes for the second time today. And we move to the home half of the eighth in Salem. 3-1. The Sox on top. Rather, the Sox trail. As we step aside and come right back on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Hey, Red Sox fans. Be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Home of the eighth here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. 3-1, the Red Sox trail the Kannapolis Cannonballers on this Thursday evening here in Salem. Alongside Giovanni Heater, Carter Hill, on behalf of the Salem Sox. So thrilled you could join us wherever you may be tuning in. 2-3-4 goes in the Red Sox order. Designs it at Salem. Andrew Musin and Marvin Alcantara. Clint Hardzok is the pitcher on the bump for the Cannonballers. He is a former 9-drafted free agent that was inked back in July. He is making his second appearance here in the series. Actually pitched on Monday in the 8-7 victory for the Sox in Salem. Here's Zanicello. Ready and ready matchup to start the frame. 0-2 today. Two strikeouts and a walk. First pitch from the belt comes to third base side and offers. Breaking ball misses the top of the zone. And the count begins at a ball and no strikes. Zanicello looking to come through. Two hits yesterday. The pitch is a strike. Outside edge. At the knees. And it evens up the count at 1-1. And again, just searching for some consistency. His design Zanicello. 1-1 is waved on a miss. Moves the count to 1-2. 18th best prospect in the Red Sox organization. Shifted back to shortstop here this evening. Trading off with Franklin Arias. And now in search to spark a rally. 1-2. In the dirt it goes. And it evens up the count at 2-2.
See if Nizan can be the one to ignite a little bit of fire into this offense here.
2-2, swing and a miss. Got him strike three. Blew a fastball right by him. Out of the right arm of Hardzok. Third strike out of the day for Zanicello. And there's one down for Andrew Musin. Musin, the starting catcher, digs in 2-for-3 today. A bounce out. Pitch is a strike, outer half. No balls and a strike. A bounce out, a double, and a single. 3-1 Sox trail, bottom of the eighth. 0-1, swing and a miss. Nothing in two. Again, the last Thursday home game in which the Red Sox transform into the Salem Beer Mongers. The Beer Mongers are unblemished so far this season. They're 8-0. 0-2. Kicks and yells. He swings and flies it straight away center. To his left is Logan on the run in front of the track. Makes the catch. 2-2 down. And here's Marvin Alcantara.
Muscled it out there a little bit, but again, just this cavernous yard will hold so much. And easy to get under it for Logan.
It's almost like Death Valley out there in the alleys, if you will.
Yeah.
Maybe we should coin that term for 2025.
Death Alley?
Death Alley.
Death Alley.
Out in left center and right center.
Seems insensitive.
Here's Alcantara. It is a strike. First pitch is inside corner. No balls and a strike.
It truly is no man's land.
Check swing. It's a strike. He did not go around, but Dominic Romero says it caught the black on the outside edge, and it moves the count to nothing and two. Right back to work. It spikes in the dirt. Hartzog is working at a quick and efficient pace. He's gone two up, two down with Zenitello and Musin. And now trying to retire Marvin Alcantara. 1-2. Roxanne fires. Breaking ball just misses clipping the top of the zone. And it evens up the count at 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Hartzog curls and unfurls. He swings and pops it up foul down the right field line. Alcantara spoils and stays alive. Just in case, the 10-10 resides in the on-deck circle. 2-2. Wayans and fires. He swings and laces it foul. First base side. Alcantara spoils it and stays alive. 8 hits for the Cannonballers. The Red Sox have 7. And the 2-2. Swing and a miss. Got him, strike 3. Went with the slider low and away. And Alcantara is sat down. To the ninth we go in Salem. 3-1. The Sox trail. Step aside. And come right back on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Do you want to rep the Red Sox all year long? Check out the team store located down the first base side of the concourse at Salem Memorial Ballpark. You can find hoodies, t-shirts, hats, and so much more. They even have Boston City Connect jerseys in stock. Check out the team store or head to MILBstore.com to secure your Salem Sox gear today.
Hey Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Top of the ninth here in Salem. 3-1, the Red Sox trail the Kannapolis Cannonballers in game number 3 of this 6-game set. Alongside Giovanni Heater, Carter Hill, on behalf of the Salem Sox, so thrilled you could join us wherever you may be tuning in on your Thursday evening. 7-8-9 it goes in the Cannonballers' order. Jackson Appel, Haral Perez, and Ryan Burrows. First pitch from O'Donnell. High fastball caught a strike, top of the zone. And the count begins at nothing and one. Appel today is 1-for-3. Has a single. And the 0-1. Breaking ball bends in for a strike. Piercing the outside corner. And it's quickly 0-2. Fourth inning of work for Trenor O'Donnell. He's been sharp in relief. We mentioned has yielded the 3 runs. Only one, though, was earned. 0-2. Curls and unfurls. In the dirt it goes. Outside edge. Shifts the count to 1-2. Just 4 regular season games remain. And the 1-2. Kicks and deals. Check swing. Did he go? He did not. According to Leon Ricks, field umpire. Appel held up at the slider. 2 balls, 2 strikes. 3-1 the Sox trail. From the belt, O'Donnell comes to third base side. Aims and rips. He swings and nubs it up the middle. O'Donnell collects, laces it to first, and on a dart, it's in time for out number 1. Trenor O'Donnell had some time, but instead said, nah, let's hurry this thing up.
Yeah.
Whipped it onto the first base bag, and one up, one down for Haral Perez.
Well, he's thinking it's the first game of the NFL season. I gotta go put it on in the clubhouse.
Chiefs and Ravens tonight?
Chiefs, Ravens.
I saw Taylor Swift is in the house this evening. Here's Perez, first pitch. Slider misses low and away. Count starts at 1-0.
I guess that doesn't surprise me.
No. And then Packers and Eagles in Brazil tomorrow. 1-0. He swings and pops it up right side of the infield. Andy Lugo in foul ground is there and makes the catch. Round number two. Just in front of the Kannapolis dugout, kind of tumbling to his right. Two up, two down. And here's Ryan Burrows.
Is that tomorrow?
I think it's tomorrow. Is it tomorrow? I think it's tomorrow. Let's see.
NFL Friday?
Yep, tomorrow. How about that? Is there another game tomorrow? No. First pitch to Burrows. Slider low and away. As he aims and misses. Count begins at 1-0. Tied at 7, Baltimore and Kansas City. That's at Arrowhead, I think.
Yeah.
1-0. Winds and fires. He swings and tips it foul, first base side.
Saturday at noon can't come soon enough.
Who plays Saturday at noon?
Top 25 team rolling into the JMA Wireless Dome.
Oh, yeah.
Georgia Tech and the Syracuse Orange.
Okay. 1-1. Ready deals. Inside it goes. Went fastball at the knees. And it moves the count to 2-1.
My whole family will be there. They got their season tickets ready to roll. I'll be missing out, but we got some football here as well.
2-1. Rocks and fires. He swings and launches it. Left center field. To his left, Utsin at the track, just in front. Makes the catch for out number three. Give it a ride. High in the air up the bed of Ryan Burrows. And we move to the home half of the night in Salem. Final cracks for the Sox. 3-1. Salem trails. We'll step aside and come right back on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Learning at the Salem Museum is fun. Native American and African American history. Local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history. And 60 summers of fun at Lakeside Amusement Park. The Salem Museum. Preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum, where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4, Tuesday through Saturday.
Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Final cracks for the Salem Red Sox here in the bottom of the ninth in Salem, where the Sox trail 3-1 against the Kannapolis Cannonballers in game number 3 of this six-game set. 5-6-7 it goes in the Red Sox order. Nathaniel Utsin, Andy Lugo, and Caden Rose is... Aaron Coombs is on the bump to try and slam this door and secure the save in just his third appearance in his professional career. Utsin digs in from the left side. He's 0-for-3 today. A pop-up, grounded into a double play, and he bounced out. Aaron Coombs from the belt, rocks and fires. Inside it goes, went breaking ball. He had the knees, and it's 1-0. Combs dealt on Monday in the 8-7 loss for Kannapolis. 1-0 in their first strike. Went breaking both the knees, and it evens up the count at 1-1.
Season on the line here, Carter.
One ball, one strike. Long looking. Combs set at the bell. Aims and fires. High inside fastball. Shifts the count to 2-1. Fourth pitch on the night for the Cannonballers. It went the lefty Pinto, the righty Veloz, the righty Hartzog, 2-1. Outside on the fastball, and it's 3-1. And now the righty Combs. Eighth round pick in 2024 out of the University of Tennessee. And the 3-1 is called a strike. Breaking ball outside corner. And the count fills up at 3-2. 1-0 in his young professional career is Aaron Combs. In the 3-2, he swings, dribbles it left side. Burrows charges. Antonacci cuts him off. Burrows throws the first. It's out in time. Confusion there on the left side of the infield as Antonacci moved to his left. Burrows kind of slightly collided with him. Backhanded it. He made the throw to first, and it's an infield single.
You got to be next level fast for all that, and the Tanner U10 is that. 93 on the fastball. He hit it 92 off the bat. A little bit of a miscommunication in the infield defensively, but U10 legs it out.
All of a sudden, here's Andy Lugo, the hero on Monday. First pitch, breaking ball, called a strike. Outside edge, at the knees, and it's 0-1. Has yet to give up a run in his professional career, and the 0-1 is swung through and missed. No balls, two strikes on the Red Sox starting first baseman. The right-hander out of Sarasota, Florida, looking for his first professional save. In the 0-2, he swings, lines it right side. It's through for a base hit. Past the leaping Perez. To second goes U10, and the winning run is now going to come to the plate.
That's big time, keeping the game going. Still nobody out. Now you got to take advantage, right? Throughout the day, the Sox have left so many guys in scoring position. Got to find a way to strike here.
Just a soft liner to the right side. It scampers into shallow right. And here's Caden Rose. 2-for-2. Has two doubles. First pitch is a strike. Outside corner. Went fastball. Nothing in one. Aaron Combs against Caden Rose. The 0-1. He swings, lines it right side. That's a foul ball.
Got to avoid
15 feet.
Got to avoid a double play here.
Sox have grounded into three double plays so far today. No balls, two strikes. Combs from the belt. Glance to second. Kicks and deals. Breaking ball misses low and away. Shifts the count to 1-2. Daniel McKelvey's on deck. And the 1-2. Breaking ball, ring him up. Strike three on the outside corner. At the knees, Caden Rose is displeased with Dominic Romero as he has a word with the home plate man walking back to the third base dugout. And there's out number one.
He's got a point. He's got a point, and that's the second time that Romero's pulled the trigger on one that, quite frankly, is not all that close. And it's kind of the same spot, that down and away. More than a ball outside of the zone.
Here's Daniel McKelvey. First pitch is chop left side. Antonacci sees it go through for a base hit. U10 stops at third, and the bases are going to be loaded with just one down. Three singles in the inning. And the tying runs in scoring position.
All of a sudden, it's setting up. Got to avoid the double play. Whatever you do here, Carter. Double play ends it. Sox trailing by a pair of runs. Can Diaz come through?
Kelvin Diaz. 0-for-3 today. Combs from the belt. Winds and fires. He swings and dribbles it, third base side, but it trickles foul.
And if Diaz can either plate one, get a board, or regardless, it's going to get to Franklin Arias. You'd like it to happen without it being two outs on the board.
No balls and a strike. Winds and fires. There's a strike. Went fastball outside corner. And it's nothing in two. Kelvin Diaz calls time. That one was in there. But you also got to know if you're the Red Sox, that Dominic Romero likes that outside edge.
Oh, yeah.
Uten at third, Lugo at second, McKelvenies at first. The 0-2 just misses low and outside. Went slider. He did miss the zone. And it's now 1-2. 10 hits for the Red Sox. 8 for the Cannonballers. And the 1-2. Just misses high and away. By about 3 to 4 inches outside. And the count evens up at 2-2.
Good eye.
Bases juice, one down. Sox trail 3-1. Bottom nine in Salem. And the 2-2. Swing and a miss. Got him strike three. Diaz retired on strikes for the third time today. And it's now up to Franklin Arias.
Well, if anybody's capable of ending the ball game with one swing in this Red Sox lineup, it's probably 23 in blue.
First pitch from the bell. Winds and fires. Fastball pierces the outside corner for a strike. Nothing in one.
He's favoring that outer half, Carter, because that, according to Trackman, was out.
Uten at third. Lugo at second. McKelvenie at first. The 0-1. He swings, chops it left side. Burrows charges. He boots it, and it gets away. One run scores. Here comes Lugo. Not in time. You have got to be kidding me. Ryan Burrows boots away the game, and we're knotted up at three.
Well, the game should have been over, and it ate him up again. We've seen him struggle with a couple of grounders to the left side of the infield today. Already with an error, now a second. And the Sox have life.
Well, with that, here comes pitching coach Blake Hickman. The winning run is now in scoring position. The Beermonger streak is still very much alive. And the keys are now in the hands of Nizan Zinatello. Ryan Burrows had a routine ground ball to short. It kicked away. Uten scored. Lugo then just barely slid in. It deflected to Perez at second. The throw's late. And we're tied at three. Here's Zinatello. First pitch. Breaking ball called a strike. Inside corner, the knees. And it's nothing in one.
And if you're Combs, you're saying, man, I mean, I got you the game-ending ground ball.
Oh, yeah?
And there were two outs, too. You didn't need to try and turn two, nothing.
A one. Swing and a miss. Moves the count to nothing and two. Just in case, Andrew Musitz on deck. McKelvenie down at second. Arias at first. VO2. Way away. It gets away. And both runners advance. Daniel McKelvenie down to third. Franklin Arias to second. It really doesn't change a lot. Other than you got to be careful spiking one in the dirt. Winning run is 90 feet away. Nizan Zinatello 0 for 3. Long looking. From the belt. Comes at third base side. Winds and fires. Ring him up, strike three on the outside corner. Fastball on the outside edge. Zinatello down on strikes. But we have free baseball here in Salem as we move to the 10th, tied at three. We'll step aside. And come right back on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Donate plasma and earn good money.
Freedom Plasma makes donating plasma safe and easy, and you're helping to save the lives of patients struggling with blood disorders, immune deficiencies, and trauma. While donating, you can catch up on social media with our free Wi-Fi, or watch your favorite TV shows or sporting events on one of our 60-inch flat-screen TVs. Visit Freedom Plasma today to help save lives and earn cash. Visit us at 4150 Melrose Avenue Northwest in Roanoke. Learn more by going to freedomplasma.com or by calling 540-767-0064.
Hey Red Sox fans, it's not too late to get your 2024 season tickets. Don't miss out on any of the Carolina League chaos at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Full season, half season, and quarter season tickets are still available. From strike zone seats, field level, and upper level, we have you covered from every angle of the action. To purchase your 2024 Salem Red Sox season tickets, visit the front office, give us a call, or visit MILB.com/Salem/tickets. This is Boston's Tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Well, we thought Trenor O'Donnell's season, regular season, may have come to a close, but instead, he's back out there for the top of the 10th in Salem, tied at 3 between the Salem Red Sox and the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Top of the lineup for the Cannonballers. 1-2-3 goes Sam Antonacci, George Wilco, and Alec Makarevich, with Ryan Burrows serving as the automatic runner down at second. Marvin Alcantara plays in at third, expecting the bunt. O'Donnell from the bell plants to second. Here's his first pitch. In the dirt it goes. And the count starts at 1-0. Antonacci today is 2-for-4. Two singles, a strikeout, and reached on an E4. 1-0. Winds and fires. He swings, laces it through the right side for a base hit. Burrows around third. He'll park right there at the last second. Single off the bat of Sam Antonacci. He's now 3-for-5 today. And there's runners at the corners with nobody down.
Oh, Kannapolis trying to say there was no need for the late drama here. Trying to plate a couple and make themselves feel good going into the bottom of the 10th. Starts with Antonacci, and this is the dangerous part of the order. We're going to get a mound visit.
And here comes Juan Rivera. Going to come out and have a conversation with the righty O'Donnell. There is a little bit of stirring in the Salem bullpen. Nobody throwing as of now. But I would think that will be dictated based off of how O'Donnell can handle the 2-3 guys in the order. Dominic Romero is going to come out and instruct the meeting to a close as Rivera trots back to the third base dugout. And Wilco is going to dig in from the left side. First and third, nobody down. Top 10 in Salem. Tied at 3 between the Red Sox and the Cannonballers. Alcantara plays in against the grass. Lugo holds the runner on at first. First pitch from the bell. He curls and unfurls. Breaking ball misses low and away. Runner darts for second throw. There is not in time. A delayed steal attempt from Sam Antonacci works to perfection. And now the Cannonballers have second and third with nobody down.
Yeah, it just kind of felt like the Sox were napping. I don't think anybody expected him to take off. Kind of takes it with ease there.
Now the infield draws in. Count 1-0. O'Donnell from the chest. Curls and unfurls. He swings, grounds the right side. Charging Arias, backhands, looks to third. Throw to first, it's in time. Throw to the plate, he's not in time. Burrows took off late after Arias committed to first. The slide, he just gets in there. Hand first. That head first plunge is able to get past the glove of Andrew Musin. And the Cannonballers now take a 4-3 lead. And I believe that's the correct call. Ground ball to the right side. Once Arias threw to first, Burrows decided to take off. And he slides in head first to give Kannapolis a 4-3 lead. Here's Alec Makarevich. Antonacci still at second. First pitch. He swings, laces it right side. Coming on in right is Rose, and it's down in front of him for a base hit. Moving to third, Antonacci. Another single off the bat of Alec Makarevich. And once again, first and third, one down for Kannapolis. So T.J. McCants now with the chance. A much-needed insurance run is 90 feet away for the Cannonballers. 4-3 Sox trail. Top of the 10th, this here comes Liam Carroll. And that'll do it for Trenor O'Donnell. Second visit for Liam, and second visit for the Sox, as Salem goes to the pen. With still first and third, and just one down. 4-3, Sox trail. We'll talk about the new arm when we return. But for now, we'll step aside and come right back on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Hey, Red Sox fans. Be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
Learning at the Salem Museum is fun. Native American and African American history. Local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history. And 60 summers of fun at Lakeside Amusement Park. The Salem Museum, preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum, where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4, Tuesday through Saturday.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Trenor O'Donnell's day is done, and Roy Montblanco now toes the rubber for the Salem Red Sox with the Beermongers in quite the pickle. First and third, one down. They trail 4-3 here in the top of the 10th. And Roy Montblanco now takes his turn. 10-4 so far in the season. A 3.65 ERA. 33rd appearance. Does have a start. Also has six saves. 69 innings pitched. 44 strikeouts. So overall this year, just 18 walks. Just the third pitcher of the day for the Red Sox. Trenor O'Donnell worked in relief of Matt Duffy. And O'Donnell is now responsible for both runners currently occupying the base paths. But so far, 4 1/3, six hits, four runs, two earned, four strikeouts and a walk. Here's T.J. McCants. First pitch from the bell. Comes to third base side. Waynes and fires. He swings and pops it up. Left side of the infield. But it will trickle foul. And the count starts at nothing and one. Sam Antonacci down at third. Alec Makarevich is down at first. Antonacci had a single. There were first and third with nobody down. First the 0-1. Roxanne fires. High and away it goes. And it moves the count to 1-1. George Wilco, an RBI fielder's choice, to the right side. Franklin Arias fields it, throws to first. Ryan Burrows, the automatic runner, then darts from third, and he scampers in safely. 1-1, glance to first. Wines and fires. He swings and crushes it. Right center field. Diaz on the run at the track, and it's off the top of the wall. One run scores, Makarevich to third, and it's an RBI double for T.J. McCants to make it 5-3. That's a big blow there, no doubt about that.
No doubt about it, Carter. Big time blow, and now all of a sudden things are getting a little bit more difficult for the Red Sox in the bottom of the 10th.
So that run is charged to O'Donnell. As here comes Ronnie Hernandez. Infield draws completely in. Second and third, still just one down. Hernandez is 1-3. First pitch from Blanco. He swings and nubs it, first base side, but it falters foul. And it's 0-1. A bounce out, a fly out, a single and a walk. Two runs are in. If you're the Sox, you are trying to limit to just one with the automatic runner. Kannapolis with the insurance. 0-1, kicks and yells. Check swing. He barely moved the bat off of his shoulder, and he did not go around on the breaking ball. As the count evens up at 1-1. Drake Logan, the center fielder's on deck. Makarevich at third, McCants at second. 1-1. Comes to third base side and offers. There's a strike. Top of the zone. And it moves the count to 1-2. If you're Roy Montblanco, you need the strikeout here. Corners are now playing in. Middle infield playing about halfway back. Alcantara is it on the grass. Blanco's 1-2. Kicks and deals. In the dirt it goes. But a nice stab at it by Andrew Musin. And the count's even up at 2-2. Base it now. Could make this a 7-3. Cannonballers lead. Hernandez has 46 RBIs. He has 3 in the series. 2-2. Curls and unfurls. He swings and laces it foul, third base side. Hernandez spoils it and stays alive. Roy Montblanco, the 23-year-old out of Venezuela, dangles the right arm, comes set from the chest, plants to third, takes a deep breath, winds and fires. High and away it goes. And the count fills up at 3-2. First base is open, but you do not want to walk another potential run on the base pass. 3 balls, 2 strikes. From the belt, he kicks and deals. In the dirt it goes. And there's ball 4. A 1-out full count walk to Hernandez. And the bases are now juiced for Kannapolis with still just 1 down. Drake Logan now takes a turn. From the right side, he's 1-for-4. A bounce out, a double and 2 strikeouts. Middle infield plays back. Corners play in. First pitch. Inside it goes. Went breaking ball. And the count begins at a ball and no strikes. Jackson Appel on deck. Makarevich at third. McCants at second. Hernandez at first. The 1-0. Fastball pierces the outside edge for a strike. And it evens up the count at 1-1. So far in the 10th, RBI fielder's choice, George Wilco, DJ McCants, an RBI double. Kannapolis looking for more. And the 1-1. He swings and smacks it down the left field line. It's down for a base hit. 1 run scores. Here comes McCants. A 2-run single for Drake Logan. And it's now 7-3.
And there's the big inning right there. I mean, 7-3. 4 runs here in this 10th inning for Kannapolis. And Sox are in a bit of trouble. No doubt about that. Still only 1 out.
Here's Jackson Appel. Starting catcher is 1-for-4. He singled in the 7th. Blanco dangles the right arm. Comes set from the belt. Glance to 2nd. Rocks and fires. Breaking ball just misses high and away. And it's 1-0. Eerily similar score to Monday. However, you cannot bank off of a race in a 7-3 deficit. The 1-0. Winds and fires. There's a strike. Inside corner at the bell. And it evens up the count of 1-1. Four runs have crossed. Drake Logan's two-run single, the big blow. The 1-1. Rocks and fires. Inside on the slider. And it shifts the count to 2-1. Well, I'll do it for the Red Sox in the home half of the 10th. It'll go 3-4-5 with Andrew Musit, Marvin Alcantara, and Danny Ute. 2-1. Look to second. Wines and fires. He swings, grounds to right side. Arias collects, throws to second for one. On to first, there's the double play. 4-6-3, but four runs crossed for the Cannonballers as the Sox, for the second consecutive frame, are down to their final three outs. 7-3, the Sox trail as we move to the home half of the 10th on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Learning at the Salem Museum is fun. Native American and African American history. Local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history. And 60 summers of fun at Lakeside Amusement Park. The Salem Museum. Preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum, where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4 Tuesday through Saturday.
Do you want to rep the Red Sox all year long? Check out the team store located down the first base side of the concourse at Salem Memorial Ballpark. You can find hoodies, t-shirts, hats, and so much more. They even have Boston City Connect jerseys in stock. Check out the team store or head to MILBstore.com to secure your Salem Sox gear today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Home half of the 10th here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. 7-3, the Red Sox trail the Kannapolis Cannonballers in game number 3 of this 6-game set. Alongside Giovanni Heater, Carter Hill, on behalf of the Salem Sox. So thrilled you could join us wherever you may be tuning in on your Thursday evening. Jesus Mendez is the new pitcher on the bump for the Cannonballers. He will face off against Musit, Alcantara, and Yutsen in the Sox order, as Nizan Zanitello is the automatic runner at second. Interestingly enough, not even a save situation for the righty Mendez. Trailing 7-3, the Sox are in need of base runners, and it's going to start right now with Musit. Righty-on-righty matchup to start the frame. Musit is 2-for-4 today. Bounced into a 5-4-3 double play. He doubled in the fourth, singled in the sixth, and he flew out in the eighth. Zanitello down at second. Mendez from the chest. Comes set. Wines and fires. And it misses high and in as the count begins at 1-0. While looking around the Carolina League, the Fred Nats are 4-1 victors over the Lynchburg Hillcats. Their magic number is down to just one. 1-0. Called a strike. Bottom of the zone. Outside corner. And it evens up the count of 1-1. Elsewhere, this is the lone game still in action. Down East wins it 6-5 in 10 over the Augusta Green Jackets. 1-1. Check swing, high fastball. They won't even appeal. And it's 2-1. In Zebulon, the Delmarva Shorebirds win it 12-6 over the Mudcats. And then also in 10, the Fayetteville Woodpeckers walk it off over the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. They win it 1-0. 2-1. He swings and smacks it foul, first base side. Count evens up at 2-2. And then the Columbia Fireflies, 7-6 over the Charleston River Dogs down in Columbia. Sox trail this one 7-3. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Zanitello leads off a second. Mendez from the belt. Kicks and deals. Runner takes off. He swings and pops it up foul. First base side. Musit spoils it and stays alive. Interesting as well to see Nizan Zanatello taking off in this situation. Down four runs. Don't necessarily need an out on the base pass. 2-2. From the chest. Glance to second. Winds and fires. He swings and chops it foul. Third base side. Music continues to put together a nice AB. Seventh pitch coming in the at-bat. Andrew Muse at the Red Sox starting catcher. The 2-2. He curls and unfurls. Swing and a miss. Got him strike three. Muse down on strikes. First of the day for the Ready Mendez. And there's one down for Marvin Alcantara. Another look. Blew the fastball right by him. Muse had expected a ball in the dirt. Is late. And there's Mendez's first kick. First pitch. Alcantara sees it low and in. As the count begins at 1-0. Marvin Alcantara is 1-for-4. Two strikeouts, a single, and a flyout. 1-0. Wynes and fires. He swings and nubs it foul, third base side. Counts even at 1-1. You need two more base runners to bring the tying run up to the plate. That's the goal for the Red Sox. Zanatello awaits at second. And the 1-1. He swings and dribbles at first base side, but it just trickles foul. 1-2. Natan Utsen awaits on deck. He's 1-for-4 with a single. 7-12-2 for the Cannonballers. 3-10-1 for the Red Sox. 1-2. Righty deals. Oh, it plunked him. On the inner half, on the shoulder area. Maybe the elbow area as Alcantara races to the third base dugout in agony. And will reach on the hit by pitch. Oh. That left shoulder. Off the very front half, the ball hit him so hard it deflects all the way down the first base line. That is a mistake for the righty Mendez. As now the tying run awaits on deck, and the Sox at first and second for Natan Utsen. Natan Utsen from the left side. Mentioned it just a second ago. A single back in the ninth. And it led off that two-run frame to tie the contest up. First and second, one down. First pitch, glance to second. Winds and fires. He swings and chops it foul, first base side. Count starts at nothing and one. Nizan Zanatello down at second. Marvin Alcantara waits at first. No balls and a strike. Mendez looking to slam the door. The 0-1. Rocks and fires. Wave and a miss. Breaking ball on away. And it moves the count to nothing and two. Just need another base runner. Bring the tying run to the plate. No balls, two strikes. Righty deals. High and away it goes. And it moves the count to 1-2. Andy Lugo paces on the on-deck circle. The 1-2. From the bell. Looks to second. Winds and fires. Wave and a miss. Got him strike three. Second strikeout of the inning for Mendez. as you 10 Ks for the first time today. And the Sox are down to their final out. Second time today that the Red Sox stare the end of the contest in the face. First pitch to Lugo. Righty deals. Call it a strike. Went inside on the fastball. Clips it at the belt. And it's nothing in one. One for 3 day for Andy Lugo. A single in the two-run ninth. The 0-1. He swings, chops to right side. Makarevich charges, flips to first. Mendez covers, and that's the game. The Kannapolis Cannonballers use a four-run 10th to end the Salem Beermongers' unblemished streak as they win it 7-3 over the Red Sox on Thursday night in Salem. Well, a tough one for the Sox with the Frednets winning. They fall to 3.5 back of first place in the Carolina League North with just 3 games left to go in the regular season. Costly one for Salem. They fought all the way back to see the game end in the 10th. Final score, Kannapolis 7, Salem 3, as the Cannonballers win game 3 of the 6-game set. And they look to even up the season, or even up the series, I should say, tomorrow night at 7 p.m. Well, for everybody in the room to our right, for Will Hauer, our video production manager, for my broadcast partner, Giovanni Heater, I'm Kurt Hill, saying so long from Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia, where the Red Sox fall 7-3 to the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Back in action 7-5 tomorrow. We'll be on the air at 6:40. Thanks for tuning in. Have a great night, everybody. And we'll talk to you at 6:40 p.m. tomorrow night from Salem.
Donate plasma and earn good money. Freedom Plasma makes donating plasma safe and easy, and you're helping to save the lives of patients struggling with blood disorders, immune deficiencies, and trauma. While donating, you can catch up on social media with our free Wi-Fi, or watch your favorite TV shows or sporting events on one of our 60-inch flat-screen TVs. Visit Freedom Plasma today to help save lives and earn cash. Visit us at 4150 Melrose Avenue Northwest in Roanoke. Learn more by going to freedomplasma.com or by calling 540-767-0064.
Today's broadcast has been a presentation of the MILB, Diamond Baseball Holdings, and the Salem Red Sox. Be sure to keep up with the Red Sox at MILB.com/Salem. And we'll see you next time.